Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and an incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code SUPER at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Ways to start this podcast.
Yeah. Our federal elections are coming quite close.
They're near.
But I think we might want to start with the refugee crisis in the Europe and Middle East.
No, vote early and often.
Wait, well, what?
What?
You mean in all of your local elections?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Vote early and vote often. Or
I like what Eurogamer had to say about the migrant crisis.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They said something?
Digital Foundry did a test on it.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that. Like, shit.
You saw that wave bar just up and down on that frame count on the immigrant crisis.
What's Harper getting on Metacritic these days?
I don't know.
Can you go below zero?
You know Mulclair can't tell the difference between 30 and 60 frames a second.
When he's asked about it, he just does that awkward smile of his.
Yeah. My administration will have the feel of 60 frames per second.
I don't think. When will those Darth Maul themed liberal posters truly bring us?
I don't know. I think that the Bloc's projected loss of seats might have something to do with their all Dreamcast all the time platform.
Yeah, basically.
Doesn't work.
Then they put out a thinly veiled racist ad, but
very thinly.
Yeah. I'm not too happy about the Trump DLC.
The Trump DLC? Well, what's wrong?
No, but Trump is just paving the way for Kanye.
Because they showed off, that DLC where you could pull his face, like in Super Mario 64.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's not in the DLC.
But that's just a feature of real Trump.
Oh, that's just a
the DLC will have tons of different hairstyles that you can put on it.
Yeah, they're not fake.
None of them are fake.
They're not fake.
All of them based on bird's nests, like the original.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to episode 111 of the...
We're one more podcast. And we're there.
We're almost there.
To the magical number.
Wait, what's the magical number of 112?
112, baby. What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you used to throw those things away.
You weren't here for last week, so...
Boy, was I not.
You weren't here for Black People Crooning for Your Heart.
Black People Crooning
There's only
for your
one Black
podcast.
People in this room.
You weren't here for Peaches and Cream, Pat.
Yeah, okay, well then.
You missed it.
Don't worry about
it. Did Wooly, like, black you guys up with the instant I wasn't here to keep it all crackery?
Esoteric numeric facts.
Yeah,
of
what happened?
The week.
What's 111?
Are you implying that I'm like exuding a honky field?
I'm saying that our fact of the week is that 111 was pronounced 111 by J.R.R. Tolkien.
What, actually?
And that was something that he invented. And
I guess he's
in
not
books.
That smart.
And he used it
dead.
In his books. That's fucked.
111.
That's weird.
That's how Hobbit would say it, I assume.
And would you go 11-2 after that?
In theory.
They walked for 11-1 days.
That's
fucked, because that doesn't work after that. This, like, you don't go 12-1.
This reminds me of that goddamn Quiet Library fucking skit with Hashimoto and Hamada. Those fucking guys. You remember Shh. Style Library downtown?
Yeah.
Batsu Games?
They have to
beat your ass if you laugh.
And silly shit happens in a library. You try to laugh.
To me, it just reminds me of how French doesn't make fucking sense and how we have to say shit like 60-12, 60-13, and 80-15 to say 95.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why can't you just say
I have a secret for you.
What's that?
If you break down anything at a certain level, it becomes nonsense.
Yeah.
The word 19 makes no sense because it should be 10-9.
10-9, you're right. You're right.
There's no escape from nonsensical linguistic semantics. And there's a goddamn linguist student out there that is freaking their shit out right now.
I just want to know if there's a good reason why 70 and 90 don't exist in French.
No.
Well, they do.
They do.
Well, they do, but they don't have their own identity.
It's like the word pineapple. That's fucked, because in every other language, it's a variant of NNO.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Every
sure,
other
yeah.
language.
Or, like, W is not really its own identity. It's just a
especially
W.
It's just
since,
a W. Exactly.
Especially since it's colloquial and commonly written for, like, hundreds of years as yeah. double V.
Which yes. is more accurate, because French calls it double V.
Yeah, exactly.
And Y is not really its own thing
I
either.
Feel like if
it's
we,
just Y. It's a grec.
I feel if we well, had, like, a third language speaker in here, we could get really confusing.
I remember Bowser and Blue had a joke where they go, by the time you've said Mille Neuf Cent Quatre Vingt Quatorze, it's motherfucking 1995 already.
Yeah. There you go.
You want to get really crazy, let's fucking make fun of the Americans for how they write the date in the wrong order.
Oh, Jesus. Why would you
build a pyramid with the tip in the middle?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you put the month first?
The problem with me is that when I write dates to, like, many American people that I have to write it to,
they're like, what year is that?
Why are you backwards?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
And the answer is because, as always, they've been doing it too long
yeah.
to change it.
They've been doing it too long. That's
why. Likewise,
that's
we have
why,
our own things.
The metric
where
never took off.
We have yeah. our own things where I'm like, that's stupid. Center is not spelt like this.
Centre?
No, though. That's stupid.
That's how it's spelt in Canadian English.
It's bad. I don't understand.
Put armor. Your U's
yeah.
in armor,
yeah.
color, flavor,
but that's
neighbor.
An English thing.
Well, see, the thing about armor. That is that with a Canadian or a British accent, you actually kind of hear that U.
Yeah, armor. Yeah, yeah. Armor.
And it's like when you said armor, it's like, well, okay, I don't really hear the U in there.
No, exactly. It's yeah. just A-R-M apostrophe yeah. R.
I can't hear the U through the cowboy hat.
Do you end words with zation or sation?
It depends on the word.
Imagine if JR had to go.
Don't analyze my pronunciation. It's terrible.
Mm.
If JR had to go, we're live here at the Bell Centre, and his face would explode
well, no,
even trying to pronounce
it the same way. It's just spelled slightly different.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but imagine if they're like, no, you have to say it like this.
And he's just like, I can't. It reminds me of that old ass fucking, oh God, what was it? It was an ad for some Canadian phone company being pitched to Americans. And it was like a Texan guy calling Montreal for fucking tech support, and he just goes, this super thick tech, bonjour, Montreal, yeah, and then the nice lady at the end has a very, like, 10% French accent, like, hey, how can I help you? And he goes like, whoa! And the whole ad was like, don't be afraid to call Canada.
Right.
We're not that scared.
It's a problem we need to fix.
Yeah.
You know, I just think Tolkien knows what he's doing when it comes to the sounds of
1181.
Words.
Fuck.
Well,
off.
He invented enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, he fucking, that his he didn't have porn. He had words.
Okay, that got a little odd.
He
no, no, he's totally right.
He was all about the sounds
did,
and syllables.
Did you ever read Senator about
created elvish language?
You ever read about Tolkien's, like, 20-year-long fight with his editors in getting Lord of the Rings out the door?
Yeah.
And that he was inventing new words all the time, but his piece-of-shit editor wouldn't listen to him and would recorrect, like, 10,000 words. So the one that drove him double crazy is that in all the original, like, runs of Lord of the Rings, he changed the word elven to elfin,
right,
which
yes.
is the actual correct yes. English word prior to Tolkien, and Tolkien would just lose his shit. It's like, no! I'm spelling it different on purpose!
Yeah.
I'm trying to pave the way for elfin line
can,
over yeah, here!
Can you imagine getting your draft back of something of the scale of Lord of the Rings, and the word, like, elven is spelled wrong in
every
fucking... Or, like,
and you just can't get hard with that F in the way.
No. Yeah. Gotta get the F out.
You know what's really... It's really a very similar thing is when my parents would help me correct my homework or a teacher, and I make one mistake once, but it's in a written format, so then...
And you'd be like, don't correct me!
They correct me once on the first time they see that error, but then they get increasingly mad when they see the same error, but I'm like, that's gonna happen.
Because
I wrote it all that night.
I didn't magically learn it halfway. Exactly.
You can't get more mad at me. Shut up.
That's no, I totally cool. know what you mean. Like, how could you possibly
it's
learn
like
that?
The teacher. The teacher writes in the notes, I can't believe you kept making
this
mistake
after I told
were
you.
Were you getting dumber over time?
Marty McFly?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to correct this? Crazy.
I'm glad I never had to correct a test. Shit's hard. Kids are probably stupid.
Smell it.
It's fine. You just put a bunch of X's where you think they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to correct.
If you like the kids, you put less X's.
Put a barfing face sticker on it and call it a day.
I had to correct QA tests because I was doing training for that stuff. And yeah. Not a fun time.
What if they missed a question and then all of their little shaded answers were one off and they got to the end and they're like, oh no, did you give them a break? Or did the, or were you like, fuck you, you have to learn how to do your CTBS testing?
That would never happen.
Yeah.
And if it does, it's totally your fault.
I did that.
You have to recheck your answers.
Like, in at some point
check
in,
your
at,
answers.
At some point recheck in high again. School, I had one of those fucking those exams that you
yeah, where you fill in all the scores.
Yeah. Get to the end of like a 200 question exam, it's like, there's a question left, but I'm at the end. Oh God, no.
Willie, did you
I
ever
had to
get
do the whole test over?
Did you ever
you
get
just didn't
a
fill
QA?
It out properly?
I missed
he
a question.
Missed a question.
I missed one question and then just kept going.
And then 200 questions were all
and it's like I that question had been missed around question
got
like
it.
30.
Got it,
just
got
to
it,
do
it.
The whole
it's, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you ever get an end of the day report? Because I got some that were sent to me every day and I had to like, you know, look them over, as I'm sure you had to. And what did you do today? Nothing.
Yeah.
What, like, what bugs were found? Zero.
No. Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yep, yep.
Good job.
This is your EOD.
And this is the same guy that broke my 20th anniversary Optimus.
Right.
That he was like, hey, cool, what's that? Whoops.
Yeah.
And knocks it over, and I got him fired.
All you
for that.
No, because he slept on his desk every day.
Well, that's easy. That's easy.
But usually, when people sleep at my and that they're under me and they slept, I would give them like a million chances. I would go, argh! Or like hit my desk to wake them up, and I'm like, okay, as long as you don't do it seven
more
times.
You should have done, right? You should have poured water on their head.
You know what?
They pissed themselves.
I just dropped this scalding water.
It's always a good time that when you get the email that says EOD, you click it and you just see a signature. Because there's no content to the mail.
No content.
It's just the bottom of the message.
No content there.
Why did you even bother sending this?
Yeah. So I guess I had a week.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh,
you lived 7 days.
Within those 7 days, I read Saga 5, because that shit dropped, and god fucking damn, is that
good book.
Good ass book.
I haven't read it yet, but is it? Remember Saga Volume 4 was like, eh, kind of halfway through, and then it totally like, oh yeah! Or is this one, like, just consistently good?
No, I think this is consistently good. But the thing with Saga is that it comes out so far... Well, the volumes, at
the
least.
Volumes,
they come out so far apart from each other.
What's going on.
You have to fucking backtrace, right?
True.
And there's no...
Previously on.
And exactly.
Of course
they don't do that, you know? So it's like, you have to remember. And if you do, it's right on.
I think it's better than 4, worse than 1, 2, and 3, but still in the tier of great.
Because 4 was, like, fine.
4 was the weakest one. It was good.
But the end was just like,
do these only release as volumes?
No,
they're you guys just wait.
We wait.
I need it. I need that big blast.
I need enough.
Yeah.
No, I don't need a big enough blast that I'm going to wait for the hardcover volume, but I need this size of big blast.
Now that it's out, it's like another, I don't know, 8 months.
8 months,
finish it now.
Every trade has had one page that's like the page.
Yeah.
And the one for this one is like one of my favorites.
Okay.
How old is
solid.
The
There's
author?
Some good ones.
Kayvon, he's a young guy.
Okay,
30s.
Because I'm at a point 30s, where before I start caring about anything, like I'm gonna
it's
check.
A comic book. It's a comic book. It's not a fucking.
Okay,
it's not George R.R.
I'm calling it. I'll take like monetary bets on like what books are out before R.R. just dies.
Anyway, SAG is a really good time, and we can't.
Apologies if he died in between the time I said that and this podcast went up. Sorry about killing J.R.R. Martin.
Timing.
I really hope Telltale never makes a game based on it.
The other thing
But if they do, it's gotta be what's-his-face, the fucking seal.
God. Yeah, it's gotta be him! It's gotta be
Goose.
The little seal man!
Goose the seal?
So, oh, yes.
It has to be all from his perspective.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah, he's great. Dude, love him.
Not a great story?
What's not a great story is what I read immediately afterwards.
I had the same
thing.
Which is unfair.
Oh, yeah.
Unfair to this thing.
Yeah.
But it's called Burn the Orphanage.
Okay, do you have it right there? Show Pat the back.
Okay, Pat, you're looking at this. What does this look like, this comic book cover? Describe
looks
it.
Like a Final Fight, like Streets of Rage kind of cool thing.
Okay, do you want to read the back synopsis and really get a good idea of what
like
it's about?
I would like to... Okay, it's meat, cheese, food, hand grenade, cash, solid gold knuckles, swords, knives, etc. Other stuff barrels, bombs, pillow?
And there's barcode. A little move listed.
And at the bottom is a suit kick, twirly whirly, and Hagar just says, Hagar slam!
Yeah.
It is straight up beat em up.
Would you assume this would be the thing that we would love the most in the world?
Liam for sure, you for sure, Wooly almost for sure.
So,
hey, can I borrow that, speaking of which?
Yeah, you can.
You can take mine, too.
Oh, wow.
So, video game references in there on point, doing the whole thing.
Someone literally goes, but I flash kicked his head off.
Those are words.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you have your Axel-type dude. You have the big buff buddy. And you've got your Blaze Fielding.
Yeah.
Fucking nothing.
Nothing.
Dude.
No fucking spark.
Reference. The first 10 pages is fine, and then the page after that is fine, then after that is like, what are you doing with this idea?
But you were telling me that, like, it starts totally, like, on message. We are a beat-em-up.
We are a beat-em-up.
And then it throws a huge wrench in that formula,
It's not 10 pages in, it's halfway through the story.
I don't want to hear that it's actually a bunch of kids that are...
No, it's nothing like that. It's just... Like, the story continues, but it changes things up, and you go, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here, but none of it is, like, particularly good.
Right.
And it's written poor, and the lines and the words they're saying
are poor. Would you say it's written poor?
Poor.
That's bad.
Poor.
This is a poor trade paper.
And it fucking sucks because this material...
the art is also good.
Well, the idea is so fucking gold, and it's so much of what we want, but it just was executed... not flawless.
You're reading something and you're like, dude, I'm totally with you. You like the same things I liked. This is not what I would do.
Based on what you're saying, I feel like the name of the volume is an apt summary.
So, in addition to being mediocre or not great, it gets an extra ding against it because you like the subject matter so much. You're like,
I would rather not like it.
Did you salt the earth on this concept for a year for someone else?
It you know what? It's almost a little bit of that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle thing where it's like you're too close. You're a little bit too close.
I would
difference is like this is not good.
I would rather have a cursory knowledge of beat-em-ups and not like super intimate because I actually think I wouldn't mind it as much. Because then it stops doing, like, kind of fun references, and the only thing that kind of makes me go, oh, okay, is, like, the last page kind of sets up what looks like it could be more video game adventures. And before I finished the first volume, I bought the second volume online just to, like, all right. Just to be ready and to give it, like a second chance, and I hope it does it. But
words ruin this, and if it was silent... it would have been better.
Ooh, interesting.
That would be hard.
Universally, like from start to finish?
But I'm saying that's how not good what's written in there is.
Right,
is
right.
That if it was silent, it would have been a better story.
I wonder if a David Cage game could have that same thing applied to it. So like remove all dialogue.
But then how does one infer a Chinese underwater ghost base?
Yeah.
You would have a really cool explanation, I bet, by the end of it.
I bet you could have made a much better story as to why this fridge is attacking you.
I don't know what it's going to be. There's going to be a lot of dream catchers.
The fridge is probably saying something really deep.
Yeah, right
zombie
now.
Sex is not actually zombie sex.
No, it's just really cold.
Right. So that wasn't as great.
So you knocked one of the things that I did off the list.
Yeah, that's there.
I also did not like it much like the same to you.
Popped back in True Detective, finally got to the fucking meat
of season one or two.
Season one.
Okay, which is what?
Which is when, like, the case salt, it gets quote unquote salt.
So that's around two or three episodes from the end then.
Episode four.
Episode number?
Five.
Okay,
because it's 10 episodes.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of it, but like it's the first moment happens.
Well, no, the first moment is like that shot from the third episode.
Yeah, we talked about. The fucking, that was
so
scary.
The show never has anything better than that.
I did some reading about that shot afterwards, which is the gunfight in the suburbs. And, like, people were arguing when that came out. It's like, is that a real one take or not? Because there's some suspicious pans, right? Way up to the sky to see a helicopter, stuff like that, where there could totally be a cut. And Fukunaga, is that his name?
Fukunaga, or something like that.
He said, no, those are the points that we put into the sequence so that if we fucked it up, we could do multiple shots.
We could salvage it.
But we actually totally nailed it in the first go. And that's why near the end, when he pistol whips the guys, it looks like shit! Because he's exhausted.
So yeah. Well, fuck, man. The single shot moments are my favorite things.
I feel like True Detective...
I talked about Children of Men all the time.
Yeah, I feel like True Detective Season 1 is so good that you don't even realize how good it was, because... You go back and just pause it and just skim to random scenes, and you're likely going to see this amazing cinematography shot that you weren't even paying attention to because the acting was so good.
Absolutely.
Like that scene in the club where he knocks the guy on his ass and he's pointing the gun at him, Woody Harrelson's point, and it's like framed through the stained glass in the fucking nightclub. Dude, it's amazing.
Two guys standing next to a shitty car with a city in the background and nothing but sky has never looked that beautiful.
it's amazing.
Sadly, though, it seems like the success of the first season is a very isolated incident, because as soon as the second season finished, I saw several articles on every site.
That's many.
What went wrong?
And what went wrong is that the director wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's what went wrong.
And it's like cast of season two is like incredible.
And done. Instead, when you finish True Detective, immediately start getting hype for Beasts of No Nation. Which, have you heard of this?
That's his next project?
That's his next project, with Idris Elba being like a psychotic, like, African warlord, child soldier, big boss
man. Yeah, I heard of this.
You could have said fucking clown at child's birthday.
There was recently an article where it's like they went out to, oh god, I forget the name of the country, but it's maybe Zaire, maybe
Wakanda.
Maybe. They went out there and they're like, no, we're going to get real people to do this shit. Like, Idris, he's our main child actor character. We're going to grab him out of one of these villages, right? So, like, how old is he? We don't know. Every time we asked him how old he was, he would change his age
to whatever we wanted
to hear for the scene.
That's it, man.
And Fukunaga got, like, a fucking malaria and all sorts of horrible shit.
You gotta fucking wire it up by getting the streets on camera.
Yeah.
And then go, oh, yeah, no, wait, what?
Like, we didn't mean for that to happen.
People
that have watched The Wire but never actually looked into The Wire, like, a bunch of people on screen in those early seasons are dead.
Are real dead people.
Snoop is in jail for real.
Yeah. No, like, wow, you guys got some really good actors for this show.
Actors.
Yeah. It's just like who wants to be a millionaire in India? Slumdog Millionaire. Where all those kids were like super real slum kids. Like, wow, they're really good at being poor and miserable. So, how about that?
Lifetime of experience.
So, speaking about African slums,
my favorite location to shoot people in.
Yo, I crossed that finish line. Phantom Pain. I beat it.
You beat it.
Congrats.
You beat it. We're gonna have a spoiler cast eventually.
Yeah, we're not gonna have it now. But all I will say, for now, again, spoiler free, is that I think people that are shitting on the ending are over exaggerating.
Gameplay wise or story wise?
Story wise. Story wise. Gameplay wise. Gameplay wise. What are you gonna say? Gameplay
wise. Anyone who's shitting on the whole game, gameplay wise,
go away.
You're in the wrong.
You're in the wrong medium.
No.
Yeah.
But story-wise, anyone who's shitting on the ending story-wise, I think they're over-exaggerating. I think the ending is a good ending with one element of it that's like, oh, that sucks. And I also think the cut content hurt it, because you can go back and watch what got cut, and that makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
But what's there is fine. And it's still one of... I think it's still...
But you understand when you say the ending to this Metal Gear is fine.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible sounding.
By comparison, but do you want the stack right now?
Well, the best is no longer yet to come.
Because for me, right now, the stack is the top three remain, but it goes...
of course.
But it goes fourth.
Yeah, okay. So it's what? It's like 3-2-1... Sorry, 3-2-4... It's 3-4-2... Five.
I think we're all different on
that's,
this.
That's Wooly. It's like 3-1 Ghost Babel.
You're close.
It's 3-1-4.
3-1-4-5. I say 3-1-4-5-2.
I can live with that. I put 2 instead of 1 in there. Honestly.
I go.
I really like that weird ass shit.
I really like 1. Yeah. Like. So much.
Why? Because you enjoy all the killing, do you?
No, 1's amazing.
Yeah, 1's great.
No, I go like 2-1-3-4.
Okay.
Like, I like, you know, I like the environments that are in buildings better than the exterior.
No, we're talking about, like, the very end, like, the final shenanigans.
But ultimately...
Oh, sure, too, then.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
But ultimately, my point is that it falls within and not outside of below.
Right,
it's
right.
not underneath poops.
It's not like the acid endings, where, like, acid's super non-canon, and you get to the endings, and you're like, what is happening?
And, like you said, and poops, you know?
The acid endings are great,
just, though. It falls within, and it's good.
Yeah, right. 3142 as well.
Don't fall within the poops.
So then you might fall in the same way I do when you get 31452, you know?
Yeah, that depends.
We'll see.
Because I know some things about the ending, but I don't know the final twist, for example. Because some of this spurts was Super Bunny Hop put out a video, very, very spoiler-heavy video.
Yeah. Do not watch that.
I watched a bit of it, and I was like, okay, wait, no. And I was just kind of, like, I'm just putting around, like, the time bar to, like, where I
don't.
Think. And
just
I'm like,
don't do
but
it.
But I wanted to know.
The boss is removing his face, and Tom Cruise is under there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so much better than Kiefer Sutherland.
But, no, that's it. And I think, and I got the because there's bad endings. Bad endings, but there's fake endings if you don't do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to go back.
So, you gotta get that true end.
Well, look at your dude, play your side ops, man. You know?
I gotta ask, since you're the only person in the room to have beaten it, and me and Liam are doing the LP, and Matt, you're playing it by yourself as you would. There's something that keeps happening as we play the LP, and it's weird, and it's Kiefer's performance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you turn around on it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my weird point on it. Kiefer's fine. Like, he's totally fine.
He's great, yeah.
And I can see it. And like, yeah, he's doing a good job. The problem is that he's talking infrequently enough that I have time to forget that that's the voice that's going to come out of his mouth.
Yeah,
and every time they turn to him and like he's going to speak, I expect Hader or Doyle to speak.
Okay, I don't get that because I don't know.
Tapes?
The sessions I played in were like half day sessions.
Yeah.
So I never got that feeling. But
I think he's great in it.
I've turned around on
it.
Like I said, the negativity I have is all just missing my old buddy David.
Mm-hmm.
But none of it is like fuck that new guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not fuck that new guy. But I think it's a mistake to have him talk so little.
And I
feel less.
You're right.
Than every other voiced metal.
He should
gear.
Be more of a conversation haver. But at the same time, like
there's not
Doyle,
many conversations that go on is the issue, right?
Yeah, it's more just listening to
cassettes. When you think about the cutscenes in Metal Gear, it's all like. It's all Snake responding to people. You know what I mean? And that, exactly. Yeah. And that just doesn't really exist so much in
the thing you said with a question mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Go down to the Grove. Got it.
Yeah.
She had a cute butt.
I can say that the other thing that's nice that I was worried about is that like if this had to be the last one, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Good.
Well, it seems like it will.
We'll get to that in a bit.
Well, dodge that bullet.
Doyle, I don't feel as much like allegiance there because
he's only there for like one scene.
Yeah,
I love Richard Doyle.
He was great, but you know what? He's the Fury.
It's true.
So
yeah,
that
Fury
to me,
has like six lines of dialogue.
But the point is that you know what I mean. You don't feel like that. Like oh fuck, David, man.
Yeah.
You know you don't have that there. He came in, knocked it out of the park, but it was a one and done.
Yeah.
You know, and. Quite frankly, Kiefer's got more words than Doyle does at this point.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Probably
in Ground Zero, he had more words.
Because Doyle talks for a while.
And Kiefer's words probably make slightly more sense.
Yeah.
Yes. This is good, isn't it? Yes.
There was that point in that discussion where it's like, everything's rock solid, everything's great, and then he loops on himself with the Zero metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
I went back. So the first thing I did.
You seem nuts.
The first thing I did was go and rewatch the timelines that scrolled way too fast. but then after that, I went and rewatched the Guns of the Patriots ending to recapture that context.
Yeah.
And it's funny because some shit is like, oh, no, that doesn't work
that
anymore.
That doesn't quite work.
But. It's interesting to think about this guy knowing what he knows, and it's like, you're talking from a point of view where it's too centered around Solid Snake at the time, and like, obviously he couldn't have known the things he knows now, but it does amplify it and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that being said, we got to move on.
So it was a good game?
Yeah, it was good. Mario Maker, played that a little bit.
Is that game good?
Play
any good stages?
Not yet.
Play any bad stages?
Yeah.
Did you see what I mean by the Nintendo created stages being super short?
Yep.
Yeah, they're tiny, aren't they?
That's
so
it.
Are you saying it is every? It has the same problem that every game that has ever had user created content has, and that most people are terrible at.
I'm sure
game.
There's good stages that I'm going to find if I keep looking eventually, but I haven't found any yet.
Just go on Twitter and look at any of our friends.
I guess so.
Because literally all of them are making money. Like, play Gerard's levels, Austin's levels.
I agree with what you're saying. No, I'm just saying it does suck when you're like, I want to play content. I have to go on the internet to find 2 minutes of content at a time.
Sure.
Because the context of how I played it was with the girlfriend wanted to kill some time, loaded it up, and we just said, let's just explore and have some fun. I didn't do homework on it, you know?
I'm doing fucking homework.
You gotta do your homework.
Yeah, I tried not to, and then that's the experience I got.
I don't know if any of you guys ever gotten to like any part of your life where it's like you're playing a game that had maps, and you're like, oh, I'm going to try out these new maps that I found. Oh, God.
Did you get Mario Maker?
No.
You guys got it.
I did.
You guys got
it. I don't give a shit about creating anything.
I hate 2D games.
Yeah, okay.
I hate them. It's true. I hate 2D games.
But, like, at least, you know, at least Little Big Planet shipped with a campaign. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you see, like, that's...
Like, that would have made Mario Maker, like... Like 9 on 10, 10 on 10 game.
For today,
because you would have had a single player awesome fun campaign, but then also this extra stuff.
Exactly.
No, it's they want you to make all the game for them.
And that's a bummer. Yeah. And it's like, it I almost feel like it's a B release in their schedule because it doesn't have that single, like that meaty single player.
And the stuff that the Treehouse people made is fun, but it's just so short.
And, you know, if I bought it, I'd have to turn on my Wii U.
And there's that. And then the other bit is that, like, my wallet is, like, 80 bucks lighter. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's a lot for something that...
Not a cheap game with very little meat on the bones. Yeah.
Like,
just throw it in a pot, you get a stew going.
So that's where I stand on it. But, like, maybe when I get to the better levels, I'll
feel it exactly. Better, you know? Like, that's the problem, is people are putting meat on the bones, but a lot of it's rotten.
Yeah.
And there's only so many fucking don't touch the button.
Yeah.
Listen, like, to the theme.
Do you see what I mean? Like
and so, that are all
so
at the
probably
top.
The thing that
did
kind
this
of
in
N+
they said they're going to work on like music tools as well for it. So it's like, well, we're going to get a whole slew of levels that
curation,
are
please.
Stand so here for to Xanarkand.
Probably the thing that like sabotaged my enthusiasm
back.
As little as it was for this game is that nonsense that Nintendo pulled. Against people doing like tool assisted
shit
on Mario Maker. It's like, that is the one thing about that game that I wanted. And now you're actively shutting it down. Well, great. Now I have no reason to care.
Well, it's stuff that's been around for 10 years. It's like, now it's competition.
Oh, fuck off.
I know.
It's fucking bullshit. Totally.
Anyway.
It's the only reason anyone cares about your stupid shit.
You wanna hop on?
Tag you in on that? We got a lot of good stages in submitted on the Reddit for our upcoming video. Still not until like next week, I don't think.
That we just shit on, kind of.
We got it's still a good game, just as a product. There's very
little you can understand how not really having fun with it. Look forward to our video.
It sucks when I'm online. I've been through all the curated levels and I was like half an hour and there's nothing left.
The best videos you've ever made are ones in which we want to die in.
Well, not really.
You're not there to ride to hell?
Well, Mario Maker is a plate with a knife and a fork. And and whatever goes on that plate.
I'm not disputing the facts. It's just not rotten meat on the bone. Like any game ever.
Yeah,
I would pay to see.
Please
somebody
look forward to
meat.
Our video.
I've been served bad tasting
sure.
meals. I look forward to the good meals.
Yeah. There you go.
But
that's a good philosophy.
I've been going through them. Terrible oversight on our part. People are submitting like 8 levels per person. But that's
fine. One per
person. I didn't say one per person. That's fine.
Only look at the top level in every list.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at every level in that.
Are there lots of good ones? You've been looking at.
There's some good ones in there.
Cool.
That's for sure.
Is it too much to handle?
Dude, there's tons. No, I'm gonna do them all. Because you guys can't know any of them.
How many of them are secret porn?
Zero. Two.
Okay.
That's more than I thought.
But
how many of them are existential crisis?
Crises? None.
It's just an empty stage with the word help written in coins.
But, yeah. And the pipes just in the ceiling. Yeah, no.
Will
so,
you save your son?
That's still a thing I have to go do. Other than that, I played a game that I didn't really expect. I played Lego Jurassic Park. Because it was on, there was a deep sale on it, and I was like, you know what?
Deep sale.
I've been wanting to play a Lego game for a while. I haven't touched one since.
There's
like,
not that
Star
many
Wars.
To choose from, unfortunately. So I'm glad you picked the one that was available.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I bought it, and I was like, whoa, this game's fun. Shit. Like,
secret. Fun secret about Lego games. They're not bad.
They're not bad. Like, it's not bad. I'm like 70-something percent through the game. I finished all four movies, and I was like, this was good. And they got all the... They got most of the audio rights for the actors in the movies. So a lot of the scenes like are ones. Replicated
I,
with...
Yeah, I really like the Lord of the Rings one, because it has all the voice acting, but it makes it dumber.
I prefer the silence.
That's fair.
The physical no. dumb nature of the Legos is funnier with serious voice clips. You know what I mean?
I'm coming from a tester point of view, but like I enjoyed the minifigs just acting out their dumb scenes.
The pantomiming.
Yeah.
And like someone will do something and then they'll slap their head because it's funny.
And speech bubbles with icons in them.
Yeah, it's true. I forgot about that. That was a thing too. It was cute. Yeah, all the pantomime bits in this game, you can tell. You can see they still have that like slapstick sense of humor. But like, yeah, it's a lot more guided by the dialogue, that's for sure. Ooh. That being said, the dialogue mid-mission is great. Because they couldn't be pantomiming stuff there anyway.
Right.
So, like, you'll be reproducing scenes from the movie. Like, the kitchen scene, right? The kitchen scene's in there just as you'd expect. It's really, really cool. Obviously, that doesn't have a ton of dialogue, but, like, it's got all the audio bits the way you'd want them to. So
the raptor sound sounds exactly like the raptor sound.
Sounds like a Lego raptor.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Does the raptor come in with, like, a graduation hat, and it's like, oh, clever girl, and, like, shit like that,
he comes
know?
In with fruit all over his
yeah, head. Sure, yeah,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly. But it's really fun. You get to play as all the dinosaurs, and you get to break things because everything's Lego. It's a fun game. I don't think I'm going to play one for another 10 years, but that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
We'll get ready next month. The new
Dimensions.
One's coming.
I was going to say you should have saved that age.
Like the reason I don't want to play Dimensions is because like then you're signing up to Dimensions, and you're like, okay,
it's a platform.
Starting at $90 Canadian plus however much, right?
Who's your favorite doctor?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the rock band of the Lego games.
The one that looks kind of like me. I don't
Christopher
know.
Eccleston is the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is Lego Dimensions?
It's the Toys to Life Lego game.
It's the version that has everything in it. It has Back to the Future. It has
Scooby-Doo.
Has Warner every licensed character that you think Warner Brothers could get, they got.
Lord of the Rings, Batman, the Lego movie.
Jurassic Park again?
Chris
Pratt.
Yeah, Jurassic Park is in it because Chris Pratt's in it as that guy.
Doctor Who.
Like, including Leon?
Including Gary Oldman.
Okay, there's two questions I can ask you. I asked the wrong one. But,
I played some more Metal Gear. That's still like a total blast. And I've been playing Destiny. I bought The Taken King. And like they did it, I guess they fixed the game for the most part. As far as the Taken King is concerned, because I haven't gone back and played the old content with the updates.
Tag points now.
But as far as the Taken King is concerned, they fixed it, and I'm shocked because I didn't think they could. But Taken King opens with like a series of cutscenes between each mission.
I was like,
there's storytelling, and like in the original Destiny, the story was told around. An emotionless robot who sounded vaguely like Peter Dinklage, a mysterious robot girl who you followed through the world who didn't tell you much, and the main character who is almost a silent protagonist to the point where I would forget what the voice sounded like.
He sounds like Master Chief.
Okay. Well, unless you're a girl.
Yeah, but like the man voice sounds like suspiciously
and
like Master Chief.
Every time the person spoke, I was like, who is that? Oh, it's me. Right.
Apparently
they've improved that, but I haven't gone back. But in Taken King, they take four characters who you know, three of which are from like the base Destiny, and they're like NPCs. The fourth one's from The Dark Below. And they take these four characters, and they kind of put them more front and center a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of organizing the whole operation against this dreadnought ship, right? And there's this bit at the beginning that took me aback, because you go get this stealth drive so you can get close to the dreadnought, and you get it, and you're like, okay, I need a ship for this. And earlier in the game, like pre-Taken King, there was a girl called Eris Morn, and she had this huge ship, and she was just standing out on the edge of the tower, right? And you could talk to
her.
She's
underneath the stairs now.
When I booted the Taken King, I was like, where the fuck did Eris Morn go? Where'd she go? And I saw her under the stairs, and I was like, oh, but where's her ship gone? Why doesn't she have her ship anymore? Oh, well, that's weird. And you get to that point in the game where you need a ship, and one of the characters, Cade, is just like, yeah, I stole Erisborn's ship. Here, you can use it. And you're like, no, you stole her ship. And then you get that moment where you're like, no, Destiny, you're supposed to be a cold, unfeeling robot game. Why am I smiling and laughing along with, like, actual dialogue?
Okay.
Like, they did it as far as the Taken King is concerned. I haven't touched the other stuff.
I got one question for you though.
What's that?
Are you using your jump cancels?
My jump, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you know there's swords now too.
So I the one thing I just read about was how you can do. You can do like jab, 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 jump, jab, cancel hard. Yeah. And like, there's like, you can straight up do 5-hit strings and shit.
And yeah,
like,
and there's tiger knees and stuff. It's awesome. Right. And they added, swords and handguns, and those are super fun. It's good now. And I'm surprised. I never thought they'd get it to this point. I thought it would get a bit better, but like, The Taken King is very good. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I'm impressed. I hear, Pat, you've been playing it.
Also. I hear Pat's been playing it.
So I saw this hubbub happening, and as somebody who came away from Destiny around launch with like this mediocrity and boringness that turned into like rabid hatred, as this thing that I couldn't understand became super popular, I was like, I have to know right now. I have to know exactly why everyone's so. Unlike Liam, I didn't have a character that was leveled up, and I had like a level 14 character or whatever.
You scratched?
I scratched it.
Wow, okay.
And the first thing that you find out is that, say, the mayor of the town or whatever the fuck, his name is the speaker. The guy that would be the mayor in your town.
I could tell you about the...
You go up to him at some point during cutscene, and then he's also a vendor sometimes, and like the very first thing you'll notice is there's a little button. It's like, hey, man. Hey, you know, you probably been away from Destiny for a while, and Taken King's really good. Hey, you want to just go to Taken King right now? Does you want to just become level 25?
Does it talk like Rick from Rick and Morty?
No.
But that's inserting dialogue. But there's an item.
There's a button that just says, "Hey man, you want to be level 25 right now?"
When you buy Taken King, there's an item you're given. It's a seed, and you can use it once on one of your characters to bump him to level 25
to get to that content.
So if you make a new character, you can just bump straight up.
Bam.
So that's how they fix that. Because we were saying
every MMO does that, no? A lot of them.
In fact, 14 got a lot of criticism because you still have to go through all the story content to get to Heavensward. Well, like, and that's like
World of Warcraft has a thing where you can.
World of Warcraft has a thing you can pay.
Oh, but you don't get that?
Everybody else you pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Nobody ever gives you a free level thing.
Yeah.
Because they assume that early content is still good.
Well, that solves the issue you were talking about with like Destiny 2 and stuff, and
force a level bump.
They're just gonna force you up. And
so the early game, like the missions are still the same, but it's kind of amazing what you can do with a few slight tweaks here or there. So, first of all, drop rates on everything good have been increased by, I want to say, like, 4 orders of magnitude.
That was in a pre-Taken King patch.
Launch, I played that game up to level 14 for, like, a week, and I never got an assault rifle that looked any different. The whole time, it was this gray-ass, boring assault rifle that was boring as fuck, and I had, like, 6 up to level 10. The leveling speed is way faster. There's now little dialogue boxes when you go talk to... Like, there were serious...
Well, and now you get to level to 40 instead of leveling to fucking 20.
But like, in the original leveling, it was super confusing because the only time you would ever get dialogue or story or anything was in, like, the loading screens. And, like, sometimes Peter Dinklage would talk when you found a computer thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the jump between missions was large. Like, it was like, wait, what?
It felt like there were gaps missing.
It felt like there was supposed to be a cutscene here, but there wasn't.
Yeah.
So now at least when you go to your mission guy, there's like a dialogue. It's not spoken, but there's a little text box that says, oh, hey, you found that cool thing. That's great. You know what? You should go to the moon and check this stuff out.
And this is why you should go to the moon.
And it helps.
Yeah,
The feeling I get from what they've done to the leveling and gear structure in the 1 to 25, it feels exactly the same as like the Diablo 3 overhaul when Diablo 3 had the auction house and had all those problems and was like, no one's getting anything good. Everyone has to go to the auction house. People hate the early game. The only good game is a cap.
That was a disaster.
Yeah. And then when the console version came out and they completely overhauled that shit, all of a sudden I really love Diablo 3. And it's like, oh, this is great. Now I get drops. Like, it's amazing. All they had to do was kind of increase the variability and the drop rate. And you don't get stuff like a fucking loot cave anymore.
That thing's
The multiplayer is a lot better. I can't exactly tell you why, because I never really got super into it originally.
It was always pretty good, actually.
But, like, it feels a lot better now. I can't say what it is about it.
After you said that, I went back and played some more, and I was like, I don't really feel the difference.
Because I remember, like, there was some weird balancing issues all, like, week one.
Like, it has been rebalanced,
and
that's for sure.
And I ended up liking it a lot better. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Aside from,
so did you use the level 25 thing? No,
no. If I'm doing it to know,
yeah,
then
you save that for your next character.
Does it bump you to 25 or give you 25 levels?
It bumps you to 25. Basically, it makes it so you can go into later stuff.
Yeah,
but it doesn't give your abilities experience and stuff like that. Like your subclass doesn't level up, so you don't get all your skills.
Upon going on a 20 level 25 mission, you will get those skills very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really so that you can buy or you can make a new character and bump them up to the later content.
The other thing, the big thing that they changed in this, aside from like very esoteric loot based shenanigans that no one cares about, at least neither you two do, is what they did in the original game was super weird. You could level 1 to 20 with experience by shooting guns and killing guys and doing quests, get to level 20. But if you wanted to level past level 20, you had to get good items.
Yeah, and items had a light stat on them.
And light would act as post-20 XP, which would mean that, like, oh, I didn't get a drop. I can't do this ability because I need to be level 21. And it ended up in this situation.
Abilities aren't locked to levels.
They were not locked at all?
No. Abilities aren't locked to levels.
Then what was locked to levels?
It was like doing later raids and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Where if you're not level 28, you're fucked.
I ran this thing every day for a month and I never got my Gladderhorn.
That's one of the many exotics people want.
So now I can't do the thing because I'm just unlucky with drops. And now they've changed it so that, no, like every other MMO does it, even though this is an MMO, it's like you have your level, and your level cap, and you have your item level. And your item level is determined by whatever, and now you can
They're not the same number.
They're not the same number. They don't feed into one another. And now you can, like, do your currencies or your roulettes to just eventually, if you're unlucky with your drops, you can buy pretty good stuff.
There's still stuff. Like, the light level's still in, but now it's just an indicator
Now it's just your item level.
Yeah, exactly. But that is still a restriction for really late stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's missions that are level 41 missions. And you need this light level to get in.
That's fine. So. But it's just the old system was super confusing and like hurtful to people that are unlucky.
The old system also, like, it felt like it capped off too early because there just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Going up, having room to go up to level 40 is just, it feels a lot better.
So, big improvement. I'll let you know.
God, I fucking wish you could just tilde third person that.
You can in the social area.
Yeah.
Where all the cool combat happens.
Yeah, the third subclasses are really cool, too.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the
original subclasses. Cool. Yeah. Let's see.
You have to get to 20 to get the second one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Maybe it's 15. No. Maybe it's 15. Mm. No, it's 15 and 25, yeah.
You moving off of Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick word from our sponsors.
Okay.
I don't know if anything will ever beat that Space Jam Classic website.
It's still up.
I thought it wasn't.
Nope, still up.
Still up.
It's never going away.
They've got like decades left on that.
Oh, it might have been down for a little bit, then people started being on Suicide Watch.
And then they had to put it back.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. Yeah. It's like, no, my greatest achievement.
Mothers Against Down Space Jam websites.
I feel that like that's a pinnacle of internet history that we will never achieve again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
You're totally right.
Well, at the time, it was so, like, ahead of everything.
It was avant-garde.
And now, it's a fucking artifact.
Yeah. It's a fucking time
capsule. There's Space Jam website art critics out there.
Yeah.
But some people think that they have the ability to create a timeless classic website,
like a former Zeitgeist website work of art.
Some people think that it's easy to make a work of art like Space Jam.
Well, the Space Jam website, I don't know if you know this, was actually created by like 1,000 engineers.
Yeah. It cost like $40 billion.
It was a lot. It was tough.
So the fact that it remains an important internet pinnacle is due to how many people helped build that. It was on the backs.
And getting together that many people just isn't
it's
viable.
It's like the Great Wall of the Internet.
Right.
Yeah.
But with a basketball.
But what I'm trying to say, where I'm going with this is that I think that if you tried and attempted that greatness, you would do nothing but fall short.
Yeah, because you don't have 1,000.
It's inevitable.
You don't have the tool set.
Your wings would melt.
Large Hadron Collider.
Immediately.
Careful, Icarus.
Don't do it.
You can't beat the website.
Don't do it.
But I want to make a website like that, says internet commenter. I want to do it. I believe in myself.
Well, have you tried getting in contact with the good old boys down at Squarespace?
Squarespace, what is that?
Squarespace can help you
achieve flight and get closer to that sun than ever before.
Yeah.
New heights.
Oh, I'm scorching, but I'm still flying.
New internet heights. You're looking fabulous on fire.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Squarespace is where you go to get your professionally designed website. Doesn't matter what your skill level is. Doesn't matter if you know code or not.
It says no coding required right there on the copy.
Thing. But wait, what if your wings start like actually burning and you're falling down? Is there any help
available? You can get 24/7 online support all day, every day to keep you afloat.
Float. Nice.
Mm.
Right? It's like when you hit that pocket of air and you're about to crash, but then you Phoenix.
You get another
Donkey Kong Country 2.
I decided to fly at night. I don't know how safe that is, but whatever. Not. There's someone to help me every hour of the day.
Exactly. That's what this is. That's the good analogy. I like that.
Yeah.
Squarespace.com. You head on over. You use the promo code SUPER. Get 10% off your first purchase. And it starts at $8 a month, and you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year.
Free domain name's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Right? Better than SpaceJamWebsite.com.
Icarus.pizza.
Soar above new heights. Oh, soar above Space Jam. On fire.
It's really hard.
As you achieve the I don't know.
As you achieve
internet greatness.
As you soar through the greatness of your new internet website, dribbling the Space Jam basketball while on fire and wings.
Because the ball's in your court.
You will be able to make sense of this nonsense metaphor, but yeah. Only if you go down to squarespace.com and use the promo code SUPER.
Absolutely.
That's correct. It can only end in a slam dunk for everybody involved.
Squarespace.
Build it beautiful.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Thanks.
All right.
As I said, I was going to play The Witcher, but instead I leveled like a healer to cap in FF14 because I wanted to.
Talk about the booty shorts.
We talked about that in the Metal Gear episode.
Talk about when you wore the booty shorts.
No, I was just complaining about unisex gear in a lot of these games ends up heavily skewing towards one gender or another.
Yeah.
And in FF14, if you're a healer, you're wearing a dress. You're wearing a dress, and occasionally you're wearing, like, a skimpy dress.
Is it a robe?
No. It's a skimpy dress.
Okay.
So it's like a... I look like a pope right now.
Like White Mage?
Yeah, no, like a pope. Like a pope.
Pope doesn't wear a dress.
Pope wears a dress, man.
Robes.
He wears a robe.
He's talking about robes. He's just being pat about
No, I'm... No.
Have a robe.
They're a bit more garnished.
There are robes, yeah. And then some of them are dresses.
Okay. All right.
Like, I could show you the Astrologian, like, ESO gear, and you'd be like, that's a fucking dress.
The main thing is that? He's not saying what you
Astrologian?
Think.
How do you spell that?
Esoteric. There it is. So
that's a dress.
That's a dress. That is exactly
like
the same on both genders.
Okay?
That's a dress.
This happened when he talked to me as well, where I thought it was going to go the other way, where he was going to be like, oh, the female ones are just super naked. But it's, no, the men wear the dress too.
Which is way
better.
And it's like there are very mild variants between the two.
But that's great.
It's super annoying. And it works both ways, but it actually... Like, the male armor on female characters, like, looks really good almost all the time. Except for your occasional boob window. But the dudes usually also have the pec window.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a ball window?
No, not yet.
Then they're behind.
Maybe if you play as one of those freaky-ass little potato people.
Yeah.
Hate them.
Bringing back ball windows.
The Lalafels?
The Lalafels.
What does a Lalafel smell like?
It smells like a fucking freak-ass little potato.
Oh.
Bunch of freakazoids.
They're super cute,
They though. Are a disproportionately high amount of that game's population.
Because they're adorable.
Fuck them. These pieces of stupid potato freaks. You can't see them when you're playing. I need to heal
the
character.
They're like
Yoda. Where are they? I can't even see the character. It's the problem that every tiny race character
has. So everyone has to play as a Lalafell.
No,
so everyone's the same height.
As for...
Equalists.
So those are the only two games I played at all. As for other content that I enjoyed, I started to watch this anime on my girlfriend's recommendation. It's called... I'm gonna botch it to this, so get ready. Liam, save me on it when I botch it. It's called Ore Monogatari.
Ore Monogatari.
There it is.
Yeah.
Roughly translates to My Love Story.
Yeah.
It is about... you ever played Cheetah Man?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember Cheetah Man 2, where they create the Ape Man, the strongest subhuman yet? Okay, that's our main character.
That's the main character.
Yeah,
his name, square jaw man.
He's huge. He's giant.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up.
So when I yelled Yamato, everyone was like, "Oh, you're watching!" And I'm like, "No, dude, Battleships. Street Fighter, shut up!"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So and then he saves this little girl from a groper on a train, and then slapstick romance happens. This is by far the sweetest, most over saccharine, giant anime eyes fucking love story for teenage girl soap opera fucking thing I've ever seen.
So perfect for you.
It's great. You love it. It's the best.
Don't you love the bit where he jumps out the window of the flaming building and it looks amazing?
I do, goddammit.
The show really reminds me of, remember that terrible Kentaro Miura fucking side manga he made, the one called Japan?
Oh, Berserk.
No.
Yeah.
It's just called Japan. It was like four volumes. And it's about this big, buff Japanese Yakuza guy who's got this straight haircut, and he falls in love with the most princessy little girl ever, and he never gives up, and she just always goes, "What the fuck are you doing? This will never work."
So,
and it, whenever I see like gifs of this show, I'm always like, "That's
there
always
are only
what
two
of.
Reactions you have watching this show. You go, "Oh no," and "Oh my god!" It's the only two. There are only two. And those motherfuckers cliffhangered the shit out of everyone on episode 2013 and then took a week-long break for the end of that cliffhanger, and I fucking...
Show is not long.
On a scale
it's 24
from...
It's an ongoing manga that's being adapted.
A week-long
on a
break?
Scale from Densha
it's
Otoko...
It's a big cliffhanger, man.
Okay.
On a scale from Densha Otoko to Kare Kano, where does this fall?
I don't know what you just said. Yeah. I don't know what...
Where does it fall?
Answer the question.
I don't know what you're saying, but... It's
towards Kare Kano.
Is it? It's,
that's
it's,
good, because I like Kare
it's
Kano.
It's just... So it's like an Azumanga Daioh love story, I guess, in tone. It's just so happy and perfect and simple and nice and
I had a feeling you were gonna say Azumanga, although like there's a lot of stuff that's like
it's my only touchstone. Yeah.
Exactly. I knew you were gonna go
it's
there because it's
got.
The one
well,
you
it's
got.
It's like when he was watching Ghost in the Shell and he's like, it's if Azumanga Daioh was serious and also
you need
not funny.
Other points on your fucking chart to
no,
touch
I'm watching just I'm watching just the right amount of anime.
Alright.
It's like Black Lagoon without all the violence and also funny and romantic.
To anybody
and also Revy's a little girl.
To anyone who has the potential for like the flame of love in their heart, you should probably watch this because it's the best.
Don't you love the bit where like there's like this huge problem and then the problem ends up being I want to sleep with him.
Yeah, this is the best episode.
That's the
best.
Yeah, it was so dramatic. It was so heart-wrenching.
I was so worried something actually bad was gonna happen.
And then it's like, oh no, wait, it's actually fun.
You're just too pure for this world.
So I'm gonna talk around it because it only involves
she's like a cinnamon bun.
That's
pure for this world
and sweet. It's like too sweet, so that if you ate the whole cinnamon bun, you'd be sick.
Yeah,
sticky.
Like, what if you? What is the show enjoyable if you watch it, for example, and say you just don't like her?
Impossible.
It's impossible.
You can't not like
her. No, because she's not annoying. There's nothing annoying about her.
Yamato.
You mean Yamato?
Yamato.
Whatever. Yamato.
Pat's saying it wrong.
I can't say it correctly.
Yamato.
Yakuza.
Yeah. I'm having a problem. Like, it was dry. Like, my girlfriend and I were talking about it, and I was like, so Yamato and Sanu.
Yeah.
And she's like, Yamato's wrong, and Sanu isn't even that character's name. It's the character's name is Suna. So I want to talk around it because it's like a big plot point, but in the first two episodes, but it almost made me stop watching. And Wooly, you will be able to empathize with the thought here, even if not the specific. There is a very tropey Japanese plot happening in those first two episodes, interpersonally between the characters, in which you are immediately struck with this terrifying fear of, please don't let this be what the show is about. I can't deal if what the plot I'm seeing now is what the show is actually about, because it's the just communicate problem.
Just go say the thing.
And I can't.
Oh, you mean just talk?
Yeah. Just use your
just
words.
Just talk like humans.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's the worst I've ever seen, without question. Because it's so obvious to the viewer.
Yeah.
And it's not to the people in
it.
And you just like. And
yeah,
the first episode ends, and you want to die.
Yeah, okay.
But it solves it by what, four?
No, it solves it by the second one. I went back and checked.
Was it the second one?
The second episode.
They actually get through it.
Well,
like,
that's the same fucking...
Seriously, the second one? Holy shit.
That's where I started bubbling up in Kids on the Slope, where I was like, just say the thing.
And you're halfway through the sentence, and then they've already
done it. Yeah, no, the solved.
Because like I know it's going to be 24...
Yo, walk with me for a minute. I got to talk to you. All right, done.
Yeah. Yes,
you know?
Yes, that exact thing happens where a character gets fed up of the situation, grabs a hold of someone, and says, shut up. Just listen, okay? Just shut up.
Yeah.
And he just effectuates it right there.
This is what's actually happening.
But you have to remember, these shows are made in a country where two arcs can be made out of gathering the courage to talk to someone.
You're right.
Well, the author
turned down that opportunity.
The typical Japanese love story is I knew her for a year at school, and then on the last day of school...
No, I knew her for 15 years.
We were childhood friends.
We used to take baths together,
and then
we moved apart for 7 years, and I forgot about her, but she remembered everything.
She got hot.
Why don't you
and
love
then on
me,
the last
Hina?
Day of high school,
I told her I kind of like her, I guess.
And they started holding hands.
But then her best friend and all the other girls.
His own life.
Okay, all the other girls staying at the inn are getting in on it, though, so
yeah,
it's
exactly.
a bit of a tricky
situation. And then my teacher keeps trying to grab my wiener. But no.
Petition for best friends watch Love Hina.
Never!
Best
friends watch Love Hina GBA opening.
It looks
amazing.
Oh my god, yeah.
It looks like
it's going to be this cringy fucking, I can't handle this, shut up all of you people topic. And then it moves off that, and then in episode 3 I got really confused because I'm like, no wait, what is this going to be even about now? Mm. There's no villain. There's no conflict.
No, that's it.
There's... What? It's like, okay.
That is the conflict.
Okay, well, a fire broke out and some people were mean. Okay, that's as dramatic as it's gonna get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they keep egging you on with, like, this is the perfect relationship, or is it?
Yes, it is!
Yeah, but it's not, maybe.
Exactly.
Until the self-doubt arc.
Yeah, which is what we're in
which is
right now!
Love is
and then they cliffhangered us on it, and that fucking... That guy's 21. What the fuck is he? Anyway?
He's 16 years old.
That dude is 21.
Petition for best friends to watch Matt read Peach Girl manga in corner.
I vote.
Watch.
So man. even if Wednesday's episode turns out sad, I know it'll all work out in the end because the manga has been ongoing for
a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can read the manga because the voice acting and is perfect.
Yeah,
it's absolutely perfect.
Liam, have you glanced at all at the Prison High show?
No, not at all.
I haven't either. I haven't either. But because I've read so much of it at this point, I might as well just keep going with that.
Right, I hear you.
And like the one thing they showed me, I got a clip of that legendary tits versus asses moment, which you must.
Are just fake asses.
Like the animated version of that. And I was like, you know what? You did it right. You did it justice. It's okay. Because that was the one thing I was waiting on. So
what's the moisture?
I don't know.
That was the moment where you were like, yeah, okay.
I need the over-under. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, it's the best. Everyone should watch that show. It makes you happy.
It's a fun show.
There's no qualification that needs to be made. It's just a happy... good thing that it makes your life better.
Have you watched School Rumble?
No.
I've watched some of that.
You know what? Spoilers
don't.
You know what? Really? Hold on.
God.
I agree with you, but
there's a mental analogy I was having with
you get nothing
with,
out of that.
Monogatari as I was watching it. My girlfriend told me I was stupid, but I was like, whatever. I'm going to say it anyway. It reminds me of, you know how Gurren Lagann's about robots?
Yeah.
No.
But you know how its structure increases in scale?
Yeah.
Yes.
It has the same plotting, but instead of robots, it's like 15-year-old like lovey teen drama.
That said, the orders of magnitude aren't there.
No. But they are, but it does escalate. Everyone is.
It's not little, as much of a J curve as Gurren.
No, it's a nice smooth growth. It's like every little up. It's like, oh man, that Christmas episode, man. That's like,
what's the worst example of just fucking talk that you can think
just
of?
Just fucking talk.
Recently, to me, it was in Game of Thrones when we were playing early on the wall, and you were screaming at the screen, "Just talk!"
Yeah.
Now, that's not the ultimate example. I know there's probably one you're thinking of.
My fucking bile-full gut is Ippo. Just talk.
Yeah,
it's just you. Because
it goes
words.
On for a million episodes,
but that still goes. Fuck. That still goes with the origin of this anime.
Okay.
Comes from this country,
hey,
and that's just not how they work.
Takeo and Yamato are not Ippo and Kumi.
Yeah,
no.
Those, yeah, like no. The yeah, no, no. Well, the fact that there's an actual couple thing that happens is already steps ahead.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like just.
Yeah, but one of them doesn't have a scary hitman-style boxer for a brother.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So or that's a giant penis
or
that,
giant
that
penis.
Should be made fun of.
Yeah, no, he pointed that.
He probably has
him.
A giant penis. The guy is drawn like a fucking Big Show walking around.
But
Japan.
Is it a source of shame?
No.
Yeah, no. As it is in
Japan. His rippling pecs are a source of shame once.
That could just belie the fact that he's not all down there.
Anyway.
I don't know. He wears short shorts a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
it's great.
Ippo's
that
great.
Bit where he takes his shirt off.
Everyone don't watch
shits
that.
Their
watch
pants.
Ippo.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Speaking of love and wonderfulness, I had the most horrible pain of my life recently in the last couple of weeks because I've been hitting the gym super hard and got the trainer the in trainer that has such a light touch on making you feel like you're just two more. Two more. Two more.
Okay, I lied.
Two more.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm like, well, it's two more,
yeah.
So I can do it.
Yeah.
And but how is it eight more?
Yeah.
Now, and he's a really nice guy, but and
dude,
he's pushing us.
I will never forget my football coach.
Two more.
It's just one, two, three, 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 three.
That's
three,
also
three,
good.
Four, five, six. Like, fuck you!
That's
like you have no idea how many.
That's also good. And
plus
I have a tough time breathing right when I like, you know, do weights and stuff. Like I exhale and they're like, you have to always do it like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I'm focusing so much that I forgot to count on how many reps I do,
mm-hmm.
right? So he is the one counting for me, which is a mistake because
he
goes, "You've just done seven," and I'm like, but.
That doesn't seem right.
Like, I'm not great at math, but I'm not great at math. But I know that I've done 12, and he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure you've done 8. And I'm like, but,
you
sir.
Just said 7. Yeah.
And he's, like, younger than me, too, which pisses me off. It's like being bossed around by Liam, or Liam was like, I know better than you. And I'm like, I guess you do.
As you get
you're
older.
You're literally paying him to boss you around.
As we get older, we're going to find a lot of people that are younger than us that know a lot more than we do about stuff.
And
it's going to suck. And be a huge asshole about it every time you can.
And I actually really like going because the satisfaction of when it's over is amazing. Like,
yes.
You'll never feel better than you do when you're done. Because then you're like, yeah, free time! Video. Like, it's literally school for me right now.
I'm gonna go home and play video games.
And I did!
Yeah!
Speaking of which, I started playing on the PS4 The Vanishing of Ethan Carter again, which I started on the PC. And I'm not sure if any of you heard, but like one of the more amazing, like, whoa, that's cool, is that on the PC version at least, they redid the entire game
in
the new version of Unreal Engine 4. Changed some gameplay stuff, tweaked it, put less backtracking, and overall improved the game for free. And people ran tests. The game runs perfectly. It never dips anymore. Huh. Where that game is gorgeous.
Pretty
looking game because it has just a little bit of over-exaggeration fantasy to otherwise as close as you can get given this engine, photorealism.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a little bit of exaggeration, so it looks like better than most things. Like, to me, going through PT, it looks better than PT.
Hey,
as a first-person thing, just because there's so much more, a little bit of
there's
exaggeration
so
and
on,
fantasy
yeah.
going on there. And if, have any of you ever booted it up?
I think Pat may. No, nobody then.
But, like, it's one of those first-person, you know, sort of adventure-y things, but, like, very, very
first
early on.
Walker.
very early on, you press X, and your character can just see into another dimension and see the evidence.
Yeah, he has eagle vision, right?
He has kind of eagle vision, but in spots. So you have to put that spot, that magnifying
like
glass.
Like Murdered Soul Suspects.
Yeah, but good, right? And it's really, really interesting, and there's so little guiding in the game. I forgot about this, that I had to bumble my way on the PC version to try to go,
Bumblerific.
I can do this. And going on the PS4 version again, I kind of forgot.
Which is the new version, right?
Yeah, it came out like a couple months later, and I kind of hope that either before I get a new PC or they put that update on the PS4, which, again, if for free, would be nice. But I'm really interested to try to go through that game because the writing in that is so strong.
Okay.
Like, after me and Pat have played, like, a couple of games recently where we're like, that game's pretty good, but the writing kind of sucks. Or it's kind of really,
it's
really
refreshing
bland.
To get the opposite.
And this is just, like, so... And I put a Twitter post, and I played where you were talking about Blood and Bullets. Bullets and
yeah,
Blood.
Yeah, Bullets and Blood, yeah.
Which is fucking horseshit. Like, it's the worst writing
it
ever.
It looks cool, though.
It looks okay. And then when you get to the writing, which if you're in a 1950s period detective hard-boiled noir thing, your writing has to be on fucking point.
It's more just like follow the formula, you know? And if you fuck up the formula, then you just fucked
they
up.
They fucked it up.
I think that's the weakest defense of anything I have ever seen Wooly mount. Like, I think that is the most half-hearted defense of anything I have ever seen.
But it looks cool?
No, it was way less than what you just said just now, but it looks cool, though.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like
when you boot it up,
okay,
it also
Milhouse.
Looks terrible. Yeah. When you boot it up, it's like it runs like shit.
Not exactly,
just,
a feather in
the cap. Why did you even bother?
Yeah.
That's all I know about it.
But aside from that, I know this is going to be out of left field, but I played a couple hours of Shadow Man. And
yeah.
Because I'm working on a video.
That's where it's at these days.
I'm working on a video with a friend of ours, and we're like, let's just review Shadow Man. And I'm like, really? You're into Shadow Man too? He's like, dude, I was all about Shadow Man. So I started playing it again, and I forgot some things. Because we always talk about name your dead baby
only one person
graveyard
talks like
Shadow
that.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we talk about that. We go, hey,
wait,
Shadow
wait,
Man.
Every conversation we've ever had about those promotions is you saying the wrong thing and me telling you, no, it was this.
Name your dead Turok.
No, but now
Turok.
I like name your dead baby Turok and put it on his gravestone.
Name your dead baby dinosaur's shaved head Turok.
What?
Yeah.
Tattoo shaved fear
head.
Effect on
you. Shave your head
blood.
For Turok. Remember
oh,
that
I know. That's a third one.
That was recent.
That's name yeah. your baby Turok. It's put Shadow Man on your gravestone, and now it's shave your head for Turok
and
cancer.
Tattoo GTA
no,
4
it was
on
just
their
arm. You gotta call him John
I
Turok.
Feel like, yeah, I feel Turok. Like that was very recent. Like PAX
well,
or
that,
some
I
shit.
Think that might have been whatever. But I started playing Shadow Man,
name
and I
your
forgot.
Baby Yu Narukami for Persona 4 Dancing Home.
I forgot that Shadow Man. Yeah. Shadow Man is collect these, go, yeah. figure out what to do after that point because there's no set progression.
So it's like Mr. Bones.
You can no. Those are levels. This is a completely interconnected
oh, really?
World that uses A, Zelda item progression, and B, Mario 64 style star.
Hmm.
Need the amount of stars to get into that.
What's the
like,
star
area? Dark Souls.
That's correct.
They're called just Dark Souls.
Cool.
And other than that, that's all the game is. It's just wander around and find your fucking way. And I was like, how did I get halfway? I remember defeating bosses as a kid. How did I even do that?
You had more
well,
time.
I had more
well, what
time.
What about that back of the box bullet point that's like, they swear. They're
it, no, it doesn't actually say that, but it does. Pat was talking about something earlier, which just says over 90 minutes of cutscenes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
and there
yeah.
is. There's like over 90 minutes
oh,
of cutscenes.
That's what you were talking about before, yeah.
And I forgot that the voice acting actually really stands up. So that game is surprising. Like, it's still clunky. It's still that Tomb Raider-style control of go forward and
oh, the grid
waddle,
base shit.
Kind
yeah.
of waddle around, and you have no quick turn, and you take lots of hits. But and you start off way weaker than you should be, and like it takes forever to kill standard enemies.
Mm.
Other than that, I'm pleasantly surprised. But I'm like, okay, well, this is certainly a lot better than I thought. You go back to Turok 1, and it's just
mm-hmm.
that's
but,
what
yeah.
it looks like.
Yeah, well, I'm having fun with that. Pat knows at least, but Ally Kitty has been attacking us all weekend.
Oh yeah,
where I was editing a video. And we just hear this ruckus on our back deck, and this Ally Kitty that we think, because it has no collar.
You called it Stray Cat on the Reddit subreddit.
Stray Cat Cross Zach.
Continue calling it Stray Cat.
Stray Cat, okay. Because
it's not a persona.
It's right?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's a stand.
Okay. Yeah!
Which, who's, what part?
Stand? Four.
Four? Which one's Stray Cat?
Stray Cat.
No, but which one is that? I can't remember.
It's the fucking cat.
It's the cat? Which one is the cat? Man, I forget. I literally completely
Stray
forgot.
Cat.
What's happening with the cat?
Stray Cat just doesn't leave us alone. Just is very affectionate, but
kick
Zach,
him off your balcony.
I did not want to, because it's able to get back up. And the balcony is all blocked, so Zach can't, like, escape. Hey. And Zach does not like the cat. The cat does not care about Zach, but Zach, like, when Zach hisses, I do not like it, because I've never heard it.
Is there a life bar that happens when you approach it?
Is a life bar pop up?
Do you see a life bar fill up at the bottom of the screen when you get near the cat?
I feel like there might be.
Mm.
And we're not sure what to do because
God,
these
well, how did
three
I forget that?
Separate days.
I don't know. I don't know
Stray
how you
cat
forgot that.
Has appeared and we don't know what to do because it just doesn't want to go away.
You know what beats cats?
Tell.
Poison.
Anyway,
no,
I don't. I'm not
poison
an
type.
Animal killer. So
I know that you're.
No! Not if, murder poison.
If you want to get
just
rid of,
like make it throw up.
If you want to get rid of it, you're going to have to call, like, animal catchers to come pick it up.
To.
Yeah.
But, like, considering bringing it into the house and, like, introducing Zach and stuff, it's, like, just realize you
it's
might have...
It's a long process.
You might have a little Damien situation.
It's a long process, so plus we still have to record in your house.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, when I was growing up, we lived in an area in Verdun where there were a bunch of stray cats, but we never had to deal with that because we had, like, a shih tzu thing.
So you just put poison everywhere.
No, the dog was the poison. And the dog would come in and it's like, wow, there's a lot of blood on this dog. Oh, did you get hurt by... No, actually, you're fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So I hope I haven't seen Stray Cat like yesterday and today, or the small time I've been home today. But like, I hope it's like, because we don't want to call like someone to catch a cat.
Well, of course
we don't
not.
Know how
but
humane
if it's actually
are.
A problem, I think that's
we're just thinking.
One of the only
we're
solutions.
Just thinking. Put a poster to like. Is this your cat? Because we've seen it.
There.
He's around.
There becomes a moment when the cat accosts you outside your home, and like it hisses at you or some shit.
It hasn't hissed at us.
And you're like, what if it has rabies or whatever? And then you have to call. You don't know.
No one has talked shit about the SPCA yet to me. So I think you can call them. Don't call PETA. Don't do
is
that.
Is there even a Montreal chapter?
Probably.
Anyway, there's that, and like
yeah,
Lily
it's
talked about.
That chick you knew in college. It's her apartment. It's the loft.
Oh fuck!
It's got you walk in. You just get a fucking contact high, and you're like, oh, it's PETA.
Like what we said, burn the orphanage. Not very great. I'm kind of disappointed with it, but I collected all the back issues. I was missing the Gem and the Holograms comic, which is legitimately awesome. And it's one of those things where it's just like the show where you turn the page to see what outfits they have next. Very dress sphere-ish.
Can't wait to see the movie.
I've not seen a costume repeated in this comic book.
Wow.
Every time there's a new performance, it's a new costume. Hairstyles completely change. And it's actually just really well written and fun. Characters I hated in the show are tolerable or good. In this,
you should watch Idolmaster.
I shouldn't.
You should play Style Savvy.
I shouldn't.
The
and get reminded what Aki is now.
Style Savvy's good.
You should watch.
Sure.
Don't shit on Style
Savvy.
Isn't
what I want?
You should watch Art.
No.
When you play it, it will be.
Maybe. But I'm still having a lot of fun with that. And I'm happy to see that it's doing well because on the back issue it says The Gem and the Holograms annual 48 page mega magazine that's all chibi. Little versions of them, art style, and it's got the best tagline. They're sleepy, they ate all the snacks, it's a sleepover, they watched all the movies, and now they are making up their own. And that's the only tagline as to understand what's going on. So I guess it's like, hey, let's have a fantasy about this, and they're having
all
a wacky sleepover.
All these non-canon adventures.
Non-canon, well, for annuals, that's exactly
sounds
what
like
annuals
should be.
Sounds
like this week's Rick and Morty, honestly.
You on season 2?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm up to date.
All right.
Tiny Rick!
Other than that, yeah. That's pretty much it. All
right.
Oh, Hannibal Season 3. If you want to skip True Detective Season 2 and start Hannibal, because that was True Detective before that started.
Yeah, I still have commitments. I'm still watching Gangsta and Gate, I'm not up to date on Gate, but Gangsta's still amazing.
Hey,
so
Gate's fine so far.
Yeah, not
yeah,
bad.
No, it hasn't. dived off the rails. As far as I was led to believe.
I've been afraid, and I've been just sticking.
Yeah, no, but there's been some funny shit that's come of the events that had led to what was supposed to happen.
I missed my shot earlier, but I still want to say something, even though it's way too late.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
It's like, you should turn that Yamato into a Yamato. All right, I'm done.
Hannibal Season 3.
Wow! Can we hit the brakes to acknowledge how terrible that was?
Yeah.
Oof.
Everybody point and laugh.
People will appreciate your new Yamato.
Everybody mail bomb Pat's Twitter.
God, what a
sticker. I would actually get a huge kick
what a
out of like 800 guy. Tweets in a row. Like, that is the worst joke I have ever heard.
Everybody tweet Pat, making sure he knows that's the worst joke you've ever heard.
Like,
strap that joke to yourself on a bus in Tel Aviv, why don't you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like I'm fully like, oh, I gotta cut down on the dad jokes.
All right.
I gotta cut down.
All right. And now
that's
sad.
The trick
now
with
don't
dad
even
jokes,
no.
You can't.
No, I have to double
you
up.
Can't.
No.
Double up on the dad jokes.
Oh, I need to build a balcony.
Okay, so before we get...
That's where you're getting to.
Before we get into
deck,
the...
both fine.
The big news, the giant TGS roundup that we gotta do. And before we get into motherfucking Karen...
Were you saying that begrudgingly? TGS is awesome.
Of course. Oh. I just want to talk... I'm
saying you're
before,
saying it begrudgingly?
No!
You said of course you were.
No. I'm not. I'm saying these are
Wooly, have you disparaged the good honor?
There are
TGS
good things we need
you?
To get to, but
okay.
First things first.
Okay.
I want to talk about how Konami has ceased AAA production on everything but PES.
And and on PES they've decided to shit in your mouth if you're a PC player. Open wide.
What's going
but
on
then
there?
Again,
they ported the fucking PS3 version to PC.
Oh.
Also, who cares? Because the only people that play PS are Europeans and Japanese.
That's actually a lot of people.
So none of them care about PCs all that much.
Yeah, but I guess that's...
Europe's very big on PC.
I don't know.
So.
That's
like Russia and stuff.
That's
Soccer Manager.
That's
I suppose.
Everything but the nail in the coffin at this point, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as...
Hey, guys,
as,
we need you to help us seal us into our own coffin.
Yeah, can you give us some nails?
As far as, like, we're concerned, yeah, of course. But, I mean,
that's all that matters.
Those pachinko fiends out there are getting
high. It makes sense, though, like...
How does it make sense?
Well, we all knew they were going to do
when you
this.
Look at stuff like Metal Gear Solid 5 and how it's only sold like 3 million units compared to the estimated budget of 80-plus million for development.
It needs 6 to make
like,
to break even.
It's still not even close to breaking even, which is,
and
like...
that's minus marketing
that's
as
one
well.
Thing. And then it's like, you could take $10 million and invest in $10 million mobile games and one of them will come out and you'll be making $500K per day.
Yep.
Like,
well, then sell all your legacy IPs to people that can manage their budgets.
No,
and money.
No, why would
all
you
I mean
do that?
Is it
now
makes
you can make a Metal
like,
Gear phone game
not,
that tricks kids
that
into gambling.
It sucks.
Which I don't want.
Well,
there was always bound to be a company that was in video games that like stuck around for a while, but clearly it's like if they had it out, they would have just taken it.
I'm not saying I'm happy
you know,
with the
and
way
this
it's
is
gone.
That company.
I wish they would still be making games.
I hope at least now Silent Hill can just die.
It's not like it's a bad business decision. It's just
actually probably
it
a great
to
business decision.
Exactly.
But that's what I mean is that like
that's what sucks
you know
about
it just so happens that one of these companies is like something that we have attached IPs that we care about with, but it was bound to be an eventuality where like a company we care about just goes, you know what, fuck this, we want to make money on mobile. That's
we can
it.
Do
just,
better. We're out.
Maybe the sum total of my happiness will increase because they won't like keep beating Silent Hill's dead horse body with a bloodstone anymore.
Admit it though, you kind of want another 3 bad Silent Hills.
Yeah. For work. For work, yeah. Like, I feel like a goddamn, like, us and the fucking Twin Perfect guys, like,
yeah.
I feel like we're fucking experts on bad Silent Hill games, but I'm sure there's people I'm missing. Like, the amazing Homecoming LP that was, like, Choose Your Own Adventure. I forget
really?
Who made that. Yeah.
That's nifty.
It's like, he pauses the video and there's
click
annotations.
There.
It's like, do you want him to go out the door or examine the room?
Is
oh
there that
God.
Much breadth of choice in
with
that
commentary?
Game?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's, no, there isn't. It's actually quite linear, which lets you do something like that.
Wow, nifty.
Because
okay, yeah.
Eventually, it's all just one playthrough
it
and it's
one.
Just, it's like, do you skip him examining the room?
Yeah, they're all cul-de-sacs.
Yeah. Okay.
That game's a piece of shit.
I hear.
Doesn't deserve that amount of high level LP quality.
A lot of effort.
That's
a lot
why
of
we just, you know, farted some stuff
so
out.
So I guess now we have to legitimately wait until Konami I mean, if it ever happens for them to shut down, because that'll be the only opportunity for them to liquidate their...
Nah, gambling's forever.
No, I think they're just going to disappear into the fucking pachinko noise.
Exactly. Like, I don't see them shutting down for a long time. So.
Yeah, that's
those pachinko mines can be reopened and expanded.
Yeah, of course.
Breathe it in.
Where do you think you get the little balls from?
Blacken your mines. Lungs. But in happier news, God damn it, she's back. God damn it.
You mean Karin?
Yes.
She's back. No,
Kasarin is what a lot of Japanese people are calling her.
Kasarin?
Kasarin? Catherine? Because they're like, the face doesn't look like Karin. Because
she's a grown up pretty lady.
She's
now.
Grown up
now. No, because she doesn't look like a cute schoolgirl. She looks like a weirdo.
Okay, Japan.
You know.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, well, so, right in the sense like, that this continues like 40
guys on a message board.
I will say that like Chun-Li's face looks way better than every other girl's face in the build.
Yeah.
But
except for Mika's, but
Mika's great.
Mika looks perfect.
Yeah. And she looks Japanese.
She looks the way she needs to look.
Yeah.
Then it also continues Street Fighter V's somewhat semi consistent legacy of making awful faces.
What's wrong with Ken? What happened, Ken?
What happened, Ken? What happened,
Did
Vega?
You get hit by your own car?
What happened,
I know you have
Karen?
One.
Vega.
The pregnancy's been really hard on you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Birdie's just not as pretty as I want him to be.
He looks like
fuck?
A guy cosplaying
Birdie
as
looks
Ken.
Good. I admittedly, I would have rather... The
no, but
Birdie,
Birdie's
but
not
right.
pretty enough. What
no,
the fuck,
Birdie
Capcom?
Looks, yeah. He's already
Take
fucking,
that back
so
to the shop.
It's easy for them to do him.
Yeah.
You know?
Where are those complaints?
And Ryu looks fine, but then again, Ryu probably have the most work.
I am so happy...
Just give her a beard.
I am so happy that the announcer says the characters' names when you pick them, because now the arguments are done.
Yeah, they are.
Guess what? I hate that her name is Karin, but not Karen. But I can't fight it. The announcer says Karin. Her fucking name.
He says Karin.
He says Karin?
Yeah.
I thought it was Karin.
It's not Karin.
Well, I'm
Karin.
A fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't
fuck.
Know. Fuck! Yeah, you're just, I don't know what
I can't about. Pronounce shit.
No.
Her name's Karin Yamato.
Kanzuki, idiot.
Kanzuki. That one I do know.
Kanzuki to you. Anyway.
No, that stage is the best stage.
That is the best stage in the entire game, even including the shit we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And it's double best because it's a remake of her old stage in addition to being a crazy new thing.
It's fucking great.
And I can't wait for the ability to knock people into the dining hall and continue the fight inside.
Or knock them to the left into the little fucking koi pond or whatever the fuck
can't
that is.
Fucking wait, man.
So good
shit. She looks great. Her move list, though.
I was so happy.
Like, her move list printed
so
off the front
happy.
Of the arcade cabinet. Like,
yeah.
Just
yeah. So, fold this out as you play.
I was telling Wooly, the other day.
You have a dial next to Karen.
My second-to-second feelings during that trailer. It's like, okay, well, she looks great, but, her V-trigger can't be her Rekka's. That'd be too complicated.
Never mind.
Not only...
We took her two biggest skills away and turned her into a character that basically has to build up to that.
Mm-hmm.
When you get it,
and she's
it
the strongest
last.
She's ever been.
Yes. However, let me give it some context. Karen in Street Fighter Alpha 3 had Rekka's, kind of like Fei Long. You do her Dukin three times, and she'd do three palm strikes. You could go high, and you could mix them up with different types of strikes, but you could never do as many as you could now.
You could do high, low, counter.
Exactly. And now you can do high, low, overhead, throw, and cross
back
up.
Backdash also.
Cross up and backdash.
Yeah.
So,
you can, if
all
you,
options.
You can guess, it turns what would be a 50-50 or 30-30-30 into a 10-10-10-10-10-10-10-10-10.
Here's the secret, though. None of them are true strings.
None of them.
So,
unless you hit with the basic punch, punch, punch one.
So, if you're mashing an uppercut, you can knock her out of all of them.
Except for backdash.
Except the backdash, which blows you up.
And now, you'll have the fucking counter hit shit on your
exactly.
So, that backdash is actually the best one.
And the backdash is the only other move that drains her V trigger.
What a great
So, it's
character.
All there.
That's so good.
It's
you
so
should,
it's
you should
cerebral.
Explain the DP thing.
Okay.
It's the best.
Do you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure, man.
I'll fill in if you
basically,
do.
Basically. Counter-hitting is something that happens in the Street Fighter games where if you're doing an attack and the person hits you while you're doing an attack, you usually take the hit lasts longer, so
you
that
get opened up extra big.
You can do a bigger combo to that.
More damage, more hit stun. It's called a counter hit. So you and Anthony games can have counter hits and something called fatal counters in some of them,
yeah.
In which like you fatal countered them. That's a counter hit during something that's really huge on recovery, yeah. And then you can do all sorts of shit that wouldn't be possible.
It's almost like a focus crumple in yeah. that, like you can just go nuts.
So what they've done is in SF4, you had a bunch of safe shit you could do on Wake Up, and the biggest problem was your Shoryu or equivalent Shoryuken into FADC forward or backwards if it was safe or not, and it made it super safe if you had the meter. They've decided that, well, no, if you whiff your Shoryuken, if you miss it completely, or if it's blocked on falling back down to Earth, anything that touches you will be a counter hit.
Yeah. So what this basically is there's whatchamacallit, a whole thing in this game, a philosophy of, like, people that... Combo Fiend said he wants... Like, people need to feel like they're losing in the right way.
Yeah.
And if they're not losing in the right way, then they're going to, like... They're going to be more likely... They're going to get frustrated and be less likely to return, right?
And they will likely blame the game instead of themselves,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So... the example that is the most obvious is the way everyone has a way of dealing with fireballs.
Yeah.
Because fireball spamming for people that don't use them properly is annoying.
Yeah.
So now that everyone has a free tool to escape them, they should never be an issue. Because you should know
just learn how to tap that button.
Do it right. Yeah. You know? And in this case now, with Shoryukens, it's the same thing, where it's like, he keeps mashing Shoryu on me and blowing
every
up
time
everything.
I jump in, I get beaten out. Every time yeah. I go to do something to him on Wake Up, yeah. he does a Shoryu, I eat it, it sucks. What am I supposed to do?
It's like, you put a little bit of work in, and you block that Shoryu, take 40% of his life. Because
mm-hmm.
that's an all-or-nothing risk, and he took it.
And he read it wrong. He said, oh, if I just Shoryu right now... They're going to do something stupid. I'm going to blow them up. It's going to be great.
I'm going to throw out my least safe move
yeah.
right now on a guess.
Yeah.
My guess was wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for me to eat my bowl of shit.
Yeah. Especially since not only does everything create a counter hit on it, but if you have your crush counter button, which is the extra huge
yeah.
stun vert button, you can always just tap that yeah. and go nuts on that.
So, like, this works out for everybody. So... people that aren't as good at reading, like, wake-up bullshit, they're going to also deal with less wake-up bullshit because people are going to be scared to do that stuff. Because
the punish, man.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you're going to see less even scrubs just raw Shoryuing because they're going to get blown up crazy a couple times.
Well, the true scrub won't learn.
No, the true scrub.
They won't even know about that.
I don't even call those people scrubs. They're not even worth talking about.
But, yeah, man, that's an exciting change. Something else that's weird
about
to change...
keeping that game honest.
Something that changed with the recent build is Nicali is now a charge character.
That's the biggest change that has ever been made to a character from unveil to release.
That seems like the most focused, tested, no one's playing this character right.
Easy Honda.
And
yeah, like
while I cross will exclusively use Nicali.
Yes, that's right.
While I'm totally okay, and or more like Blanka now as well.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a body projectile charge character.
Yeah.
Where his body projectiles are amazing, but you got a charge.
Now, while I'm okay with that because I'm more than comfortable with charge characters,
really, yeah.
The fucking thing that does suck is the inability to just walk forward and like react to a jump in anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
His DP was really strong.
It's really
like,
good.
It has a lot more horizontal range than it looks to have. It's
really good.
Really
but the damage, it wasn't invincible unless you used EX.
Yeah.
And two,
no,
the damage
sure.
wasn't massive.
But he would shut down all your options.
The problem.
Well, anyone with a Shoryu should.
The problem
though.
I had with
but
him
he had more than just a Shoryu.
Is that his stuff.
Less than Ryu.
The problem I had
with him. Well, we played with him a bunch.
I've watched all the footage.
Is that he had just
really
a little
strong.
Too much startup on everything?
What I'm just trying to say is there's a way to handle DP characters
sure.
that you might not
so
have
like,
been
like
about.
So, like, he ran into the problem a lot where it's like it would be really hard to combo any normal into any of his, like, regular dashes or whatever because they just had a little too much startup. And I imagine they had that startup because if those properties, like if the distance and damage on them was the same, but he could motion them out, like, oh my god, he'd be so strong.
So now
they make him into a charge character and they can make them faster and
yeah.
keep the damage, keep the range.
The problem is that it doesn't look like they're tweaking the frame data on him,
that's
right?
Fine.
So what we have now is, and the thing is, his one motion move is the stomp, and he's meant to be played like
yeah.
Evil
and the command grab.
Yeah. So he meant to be. It's meant to be played like Evil Ryu's axe kick, and I'm worried that he's not gonna have his bread and butter anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, even well, even though it doesn't exist yet because the game's not out yet.
They'll give him bread another and butter, bread and butter. Exactly,
your worries are early.
Yeah.
Because right now the only because prior to his normal bread and butter, crouching medium, stomp, jab into disc's guidance. If that's a charge and you don't have enough time to charge it, now you can just get into you can get another stomp, but you got to spend bar on that.
Well,
it's
we'll
not, and it's not like that's it makes him
well,
a way.
Well, they could change him back to
anything
a motion
can
character
happen.
Before.
Any,
like it's,
yes,
like Nikali's wild change in ability and like Bison his Psycho Inferno going from a charge move
into
to
a motion, yeah,
like has shown us like. There's a level at which you should probably stop analyzing Street Fighter V footage because it's never been like you know in the
We've
little bottom right corner it says stuff might
of
change
course, yeah.
like it's never been
this,
this strong
yeah,
and this
yeah.
obvious.
Sorry,
like
from sorry, Vesper.
Literally,
do that video again.
yeah, literally month to month, major things. Are changing,
Vesper's
so,
channel
yeah.
is a fucking amazing. On
Vesper,
this stuff.
Vesper,
he's great.
He's always been the best.
Yeah, but I didn't know until
yeah.
recently. But like his Street Fighter V stuff is awesome. As so, Vesper Arcade, he's cool.
So
that you posted on Twitter, and holy shit, and Event Hub's had it. What Jay? What's his name? Jay something posted those goddamn slow motion.
Oh my god!
Slow motion
like fight
analysis
match
videos
of the
Stunfest videos.
Like, this dude needs to get some representation.
You need to rep that because I watched that.
Get out of the way, Max. Yeah. We're looking at real fighting game videos.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
This
so,
is
Jay Rigo.
He has under 2,000 subs, and if he does this shit more often, he should blow up.
So he did a series called Analyze This.
You can't
this,
really.
And
when you focus on fighting games, your channel
right.
cannot blow up.
And
it can blow up in the sense that that's as much as
it can get blown
so
up.
So this match is Momochi and Daigo, right?
At Stunfest, he slows down the first game of their set to 10 minutes, and he text overlays with some really cool music.
Fantastic.
Everything that's happening mentally in their footsie game, right?
The so stuff you can't see.
Why they're doing these things, why they're walking forward and backwards, what these things mean. And then he did it again for the second set. And all this really, I find, is that there's so many people that, you know, how do I get better at fighting games, all these questions we get in and stuff and
this
whatnot.
This is what you need to look at.
Look
yeah.
at this to understand how much is going on and what matters and what doesn't.
You remember that part where Daigo, like, backdashed and then did a light kick at nothing? That wasn't him mashing buttons.
No, it was
that
setting
was him
up the timing
zoning
for
zoning or setting up timing or wanting to catch like a step kick.
Yeah.
Or, you
nothing
know.
Means nothing. Everything is there for a reason.
Except some things in that video. There's several times, I think at least three times, where it goes,
I don't know what he was
going for.
It's
yeah. usually for Daigo. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he was
well,
trying to do.
Well, sometimes you just feel it out. But
yeah,
but usually when you're fucking playing properly, there's a reason.
I love fighting games and I've been playing fighting games for a long time. Not quite as long as Wooly, but like, right? I didn't even know. Like, I didn't, like, when I watched this, I felt like an idiot that, like, I implicitly knew, but I didn't quite internalize, like, how much of this stuff was going
on.
How
much it matters.
I hadn't internalized, so, like, I had the more or less naive opinion that at a certain skill level, you're just doing all of it on feel.
Mm.
Like, it's all subconscious knowledge. And I'm looking at it, and it's like, no, he's setting up distances. He's testing ranges. He's...
The first time, like, I understood it, but the first time I really, really deeply understood it was watching...
Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance.
Was watching Dominion fighting against Chirithi.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It was just...
Ultras under Sonic Booms?
Yeah, and like, it was a match where it was like any misplaced movements meant the round was gone.
That was one of the best matches I've ever seen. Like,
and it, you know what I mean? And it was like, I don't know if it was recorded or not.
It
but
was recorded with the crowd.
Yeah.
It's online. What's the fucking tournament called? I always forget.
It was probably Nemesis.
Nemesis. Exactly.
But goddamn,
it was the best.
And like, you watch this full set of like, it was first of five because it was grand finals and stuff.
Yeah.
And you felt every round
the tension, the pull.
Now that he's backstashing out of this situation that we've seen 10 times, the situation has changed.
Dude, the amount of walk forward, backdash, walk forward, backdash.
Wait for it, yeah.
And like, frame one of Sonic Boom Ultra Flash.
It was
like,
so exciting. And so I got some replies after I posted this match on Twitter, because some people were basically like, I don't understand fighting games, but this is phenomenal. I can't get enough of this type of thing. And other people were like, this sucks. This ruins it for me.
Off.
Right, and it was like, I mean,
it goes both ways.
Like,
but...
no, it was like more chaos equals more fun, and I just said, competition is not for you.
Yeah. No, not exactly.
Not just fighting games.
It goes
games.
Both ways, exactly.
Go back to Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, the idea of competing at anything is not for you if you're like, more chaos, more fun, less chaos.
That's great.
Again, Mario Party and Mario Kart.
I would love to see like a football game in which a bunch of tigers were let loose on the field.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
He's riding a giant ant onto the field.
Professional players with chaos inserted is the top Elder God tier of gameplay. Right above professional
so
gameplay.
We got,
but if you have
so just pure chaos,
the Stunfest grand finals are changed so that the players will be randomly shocked with electricity at random times.
Well, and there's a third character in the middle of the stage, and it's Heihachi, and Justin Wong gets to play as him.
Here's the thing: if I'm playing Smash, I would want no items on. If I'm watching Smash, it's 5,000 times more fun to me to watch that. More entertaining.
Yeah. When something cool happens.
Now
yeah.
let's up the ante there and say you're playing Smash for a couple $1,000.
Yeah. No, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's say you're playing Street Fighter for $1,000,000, which is going to happen eventually.
Like, we played Rivals of Aether, and that was really fun. I really liked that one stage that had the rocks that kind of fell. Because it was a balanced thing where I'm like, okay, I can avoid this because I can see it coming, but it does give an element
of
the, like,
it still had the walk-offs though.
Well, yeah that, like,
I prefer the one that had the rotating platforms, because that's a good bit of movement without fucking shit up.
I
want
to see what happens to the Street Fighter community after 5 years of multi-million dollar tournaments and everyone is rich.
By the way,
we had also recorded of Rivals of Aether with Pat, and the video got lost.
Yeah.
It's an indie game. What did you think of it?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like, I don't care for Smash games in general, but I thought...
But Battle Beast, though.
I thought, as far as those ones go, like, it was easily my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Also, quick shout-out to CFN, the Capcom Fighters Network, which also got announced, which is equally as exciting as the character
the stuff these guys are going to track...
Heat maps.
Fuck heat maps. How many of my losses included more than 50% of my damage from throws?
How many jabs did you throw out? And how many games have you won?
How many jabs do I throw out in winning matches? How many jabs do I throw out in losing matches? Maybe I should jab more.
What moves KO'd people most of the time in my metrics, right? That chart is so awesome because it breaks it down into, normal, specials, throws, critical, arts, and whatever, counters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, if you look at this, no matter what skill level you're at, and you're seeing that one of these numbers is zero, that means
and
you're
one
not,
of them is 50%.
You're not playing
to
the fullest of your ability.
Yeah,
fucking great, man.
Like, is my throw damage on opponents 0%?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they could be able to take those metrics and also do a thing similar to Shadows, where it makes a character based on those stats,
and
you can fight Daigo whenever you want.
That rival system
and win easily because Daigo.
It's like
you can set a rival, and now I'm hoping that the usual fight thing is another fight is coming your way, so that when you do fight a rival, you get the right message for that.
The rival system is basically like, hey, you're playing ranked or whatever the mode is, and you got blown up. Like, no, like, you, it was,
outplayed.
It was not even close, you feel ashamed.
13-0.
Hit that button. Okay, I'm going to be able to see their replays. How are they blowing other people up? What about people that use my character? Are they online? Can I go in for a rematch? Can I try and get in there?
There is a stalk button.
Yeah.
And it lets you fucking stalk a player
now, granted,
and challenge them.
If Daigo blows you up, you're probably never going to be able to get another match. There's a lot of people going to be hitting that button. But if it's a friend of yours, if it's Billy that you used to know from high school, and Billy's a fiend,
mm-hmm.
and Billy's not famous...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fucking make Billy your rival and fucking just
fight against him forever.
Oh, I figured out how to get out of this corner trap.
Yeah.
But now he has some bullshit for when you get out of the corner trap. Okay, well, more to learn. Oh, it's oh, I hope they do seasons. I hope they do, like, oh, it's going to be
full. It's a platform.
It's happening.
It's a platform.
And they asked about, like, hey, what do you guys want to see in a compendium so they can get huge-ass big prize money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to buy a fucking player's compendium for fucking Street Fighter and bet points on, like, semi-legalized gambling inside the system on who you think's going to win the Capcom Cup?
Unprecedented deal announced with Salty Bet.
Yeah.
Wait on it. All right,
salty deck.
Holy shit!
Let's get into the TGS roundup.
Fuck!
A lot of shit. A lot of shit happens.
We're gonna have to go real fast on this one.
Well, we don't have to go through all of them. Just the shit we care about.
Yeah, Bloodborne expansion. That's the one.
Bloodborne is coming with more stuff.
Shocking.
Are
we gonna do it? I don't know. Because when you beat that game, it kicks you into New Game Plus instantly.
Can I just be in a corner?
Which means that I will have to replay the entire game.
We haven't discussed it, but
they said it's in the early parts of the game.
Really?
There's a lot of reused...
I'll play up to what's appropriate.
And there's a lot of reused bosses in that trailer.
Yeah.
And it's originally two DLC packs, and they decided to combine them into big one, which is really cool.
Anyone... And so I will sum up all of the interviews with, hey, are you familiar with the DLC Artorias of the Abyss?
Yeah.
It is that for Bloodborne. Mm. It is that size. It is likely that amount of bosses. It is that amount
of
areas.
It's like three or four areas. Yeah.
Okay. Next thing on the list that I'm skipping down to would be... Ooh.
Gravity Days.
Ooh. Gravity Days is right there.
All
Gravity
right,
Days 2?
Are you going to skip it?
Hey, we're putting Gravity Days 2 on PS4, because why the fuck wouldn't we?
Okay, stop. Let's call it Gravity Rush.
Well, it says right there. You wrote it down.
He didn't write this.
You wrote it.
This is on a shitty
website. His words.
Yeah, Gravity Rush remastered by Bluepoint for PS4.
Yeah, Bluepoint.
So you know that's
pretty
really
good.
That should
Wait,
be super high quality.
Wait, didn't Bluepoint do Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah, but their conversion was immaculate. It's just whoever
did the European version fucked it up ten years ago.
Right, never mind.
So that should be really good. The game was good in the first place. This should only be better.
Finally, not held back.
Whatever.
So a couple weeks ago, maybe two episodes ago,
not chained.
We had a news announcement that was like, "Yo, SNK got bought out by some Chinese company." I don't know.
What happened?
Wait, it's right below it.
One second.
No, we didn't.
Sorry,
no,
I thought you were talking about Gravity Rush.
You just stopped listening.
It's coming to PS4.
I thought you were describing Gravity Rush 2 in that last little bit.
No,
we're talking about Gravity Rush 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who directed Gravity Rush?
Some guy.
The guy who
directed Silent Hill 1.
Oh, really?
And
Isn't that fucking weird? And Siren.
Well, Gravity Rush is made by Team Siren.
Yeah,
it's the same team.
The same
they didn't even change anything.
Because they basically work for Sony.
Yeah,
Gravity Rush 2, do you get to play as the rival character?
They finally
Gravity
showed
Rush
off the
1.
Second one. Unconfirmed if you can play as Raven. But
I want to play as Raven.
They finally showed off the second one. It's only on PS4. I was a bit bummed initially, but after looking at it, I was like, this is so far beyond what you could do on the Vita that it's like, okay.
Is there footage? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, there's 1080 footage.
I'm going to watch
fantastic.
That footage, and my wiener going to get baked.
The environment sizes and the density is like... Way
yeah, either you two ever play that?
I'll play it now.
Dude, the fucking...
The first one?
Yeah. The movement mechanic in that game is Spider-Man 2 levels of good.
Mm.
It is so amazing because you're not flying... You're falling.
You're falling with style.
You change where...
Yeah, I don't have a Vita, so I'm just going to play this.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet Gravity Rush Remastered 1 will be dramatically improved just by being on a regular controller, and that dash mechanic will be, and dodge mechanic.
The touchscreen?
Yeah. That dash one was really finicky. I don't like it.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect on the Vita, for sure. It didn't even run at native resolution, no. So...
Yeah, so, you know, For Honor, Assassin's Creed,
Yakuza
Kiwami.
Is it coming out in English? I don't know. Fuck off. Slap Haruka's face in amazing HD.
Yeah, so Yakuza...
Well, it's coming out in English, but in 7 years.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yak so 6, like, fall 2016.
I'll play the remaster of the first one, because I played Yakuza 1 the most.
Yeah.
I got, like, almost...
There's a
it.
Quote Nagoshi had where it's like, we were really limited on the PS2 for Yakuza 1, and boy, is he right. You go back to that game, and, like, the load times
I thought you were
going to
say
horrible.
Nagoshi had a quote where he goes, please rub some things on my body to make
he
it
was
stop
like,
hurting.
He's, please, I need more spray tan.
Solve.
Mm-hmm.
I need it.
So, yeah, the other day we had a rerun a story, or rerun a story. We talked
we
about
did.
When...
We're important.
SNK got bought out by something Millennium.
What
some,
happened?
Some Chinese company. And I was
what
like,
happened?
What does this mean? We don't know.
It means a pile of shit is going to hit our eyeballs.
When that fucking KOF 14 teaser came out, dude.
I gotta say, they started the teaser perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay. The way it started with 1994.
So, counting the countdown.
You knew.
You do the countdown.
So, you knew. No other game.
I wonder if we can make audio forms of what our faces look like, because mine was...
My only thing is... I had someone show me the perfect reaction of myself, which was like a screen cap of me on Hot Pepper Gaming, and I just took it, and it was just me staring straight ahead, and I just go, me looking at this trailer.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that I think it's a bad trailer in the sense that you still don't really get 100% good sense of what a match actually looks like, but what they showed was not great.
Makes me want to die.
I'm not upset because I'm so overwhelmingly embarrassed for them.
I'm so... It's
my sense of, like, whatever you want to...
Your sense of, like, empathic shame.
Yeah, well, you know, when you see someone get hit in the balls and you go, oh...
You know, that actually triggers real pain. That's not psychosomatic.
Yeah, that feeling is what I get watching this, where I'm like, I just feel
bad for you. It's like the phantom pain, but for your balls. Anyway.
Pharisys is on suicide watch.
Oh, God, Pharisys is on suicide watch!
Yeah.
Holy shit, no, he's already dead. He's not suicide watch. So remember Liam earlier said it makes sense for them to do this move?
About Konami,
but as when I think about it, like, KOF Maximum Impact is like their greatest success ever.
Absolutely.
And I wonder if that
3D models are cheap.
This.
It made sense to go to 3D, honestly. Like, if I'm not mistaken, they were already using 3D models and drawing sprites over them.
And maybe they just took one step out.
And there's no problem with going 3D. That's okay. That's fine.
It's just that I don't think SNK can do it on their first try.
It's that the 3D they used looks unbelievably terrible.
So, aside from that, Kyo, like, this redesign is awful.
So
the backgrounds are terrible.
Here's a great perspective. My girlfriend doesn't know about King of Fighters. She's just totally ignorant of it. And I look at it on my phone, and she looks at me. She's like, "What's wrong?" I showed it to her. It's like, "What is this? A PS2 game?" Like, for real.
So the
like,
answer
looks
well,
I was bad.
I was watching it live, and when it started the countdown, I was like, oh shit, Microsoft is dead for competitive fighting games. Microsoft's fucking
Sony
dead for competitive fighting games. And then I finished watching the trailer and I was like,
well, they got
KI is really good. Yeah, it's like, well,
they should have just shown a logo.
It looked like.
Should have just shown a logo.
It looked so alright, and that's underwhelming.
And then they come out and say, well, hey, that trailer was made out of actually really old footage, which you go, then why'd you make the trailer out of old footage, idiots?
Here's some screenshots.
I remember telling you, like, they should have shown it at, like, PSX or something.
Here's
like,
some screenshots to help quell them. No.
Nope. Damage has been done.
Yeah. I got fooled by the trailer. Someone goes, real gameplay footage of a first match, and it's some embarrassing homemade KOF game
with
Cindy.
Yeah,
and Cindy, and I had a chuckle at
that. I saw that.
Oh, man,
it looked better.
Oh, man. China is fucking just
China. Ooh,
slaying.
Does anyone know? Does anyone
Pachinko would have been a better fucking.
Yes. Does anyone even have an inkling if Maximum Impact was made by the core KOF team, or was it made by an offshoot team?
No, it was, because it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it'll look bad.
I think it'll
but
probably
if it
play
plays
fine,
like 13, like the same tempo, whatever, it's just not 2D sprites.
It will not play like 13.
But why?
Because you could even just like just the animation,
the
like,
stutteriness.
No way.
But it's early. It's early as fuck, right? So that they can smooth that over.
I don't think it'll play bad. It might look bad.
But like again,
it'll be better than Maximum Impact.
I am not. I understand the budgetary like constraints, and the switch to 3D is not the problem. It's that your 3D looks bad, and you need to get. Any artist
and it's,
to come along
and
put some kind of style into your soulless poser scene.
And it's extra jarring because the 2D that they had before was the best.
Yeah,
it
no, that's what
best
people
2D.
Said. Like,
yeah,
the fact
the
that you came
it
off
was,
this.
What would you say number
third
one?
Third Strike.
No,
no.
King of Fighters 13.
King of Fighters
13
looks better than Third Strike.
I always found Third Strike.
It's
like just the animation quality. In
no,
there.
It's animation.
The sprites are way
frames.
Bigger and more detailed, but I think Third Strike's animation's better.
The reason that I say it's 13, but I like
it's
you're right, is that
the problem is that I like a lot more Street Fighter characters than a lot of KOF characters.
But that's
so
not
I'm
the question.
The animation in Third Strike does have more frames and is better. But
yeah, the sprites are way bigger and nicer.
The increase in quality of Third Strike's animation over 13 isn't nearly as large as the sprite quality that 13
I mean, at
has
the end of the day, it's a subjective metric.
Oh, totally. Like, you just no care point, way, yeah. way more about animation.
I mean, the animation's a lot better.
But yeah. the point is that in a 13 and exerd world that we live in, oh, post-exerd yeah. world, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
That's also true.
It's flat.
Unacceptable.
Oh.
Go, like, dude, Revelator like, looks
even,
so good.
Even Street Fighter had its, like, kind of weird half-step that, you know, I liked, but 4 wasn't didn't look that great, and now 5 looks fucking unbelievable from a visual perspective.
Like, 4 like, is still ugly as sin when I think about it yes. visually compared to 3rd Strike.
Yes, but it doesn't
now
look as ugly as
it doesn't play terribly.
4
so.
Still looks good, though. It has a really iconic
exactly.
look.
Exactly. I've liked it. Still I, like, I think this 4 day. Looks good.
I never liked the changes really to good. The character's designs and proportions.
It's its own thing, but
like,
I
like Elena cool. is garbage no. compared to 3rd Strike Elena.
I agree.
Like, everything about her is worse in every way.
She doesn't even have anime. As many frames of animation. It's
well,
weird.
That's Cross Tekken, so
yeah. yeah.
But she's in Ultra.
From
Cross Tekken.
She's just ripped
yes.
from Cross Tekken.
Blame Cross Tekken.
Exactly. Blame Cross Tekken.
It, worked, it works for some
what else?
Somehow. I bet this is Cross Tekken's
yeah,
fault.
Just Cause 3.
PSO2 on PS4.
Apparently.
That's the one we'll get.
The next thing I care about is Neo.
Gundam Extreme Versus Force. Yeah, good shit on that. That is. It's nice to know that they're bringing that, or rather, they're putting English in that. So
it's, yeah,
they're not
I'm
localizing
so happy
it.
It's getting an English,
but
thing.
They're putting an English menu mm-hmm. mode.
Well, so no, they're localizing it for Asia. It's getting an English,
okay.
Asian version.
So like you know.
Well, no, what
for,
is that for? Who is
Hong
it
Kong?
For Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's just straight up for Hong Kong. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
And for the huge import tourney scene.
Hey, Pat.
I'm going to import
do
that.
Do you
want to
start a new LP
absolutely.
Of Onimusha 5 with me?
I sure would. But before that,
I just want to talk about
really?
One Piece Burning Blood that we skipped over because I saw that logo and I was like, oh, is that going to be a cool new One Piece adventure game?
Nope.
Mm, kind of looks like J-Stars. Ooh, kind of looks
J-Stars.
Like J-Stars. Well, we can't really
it's
say,
a cool logo.
But it's by Spike Chunsoft and
might
it looks really similar.
J-Stars.
So might yeah. be more J-Stars, which is not
I
a
just
plus.
Want, I just want to point out, for Liam also cares yeah. a little bit, is Tokiden 2 is coming out on all of its platforms.
Yeah. Shockingly, it's coming out on PS3.
That's weird.
That one's weird, because that
but,
one wasn't on the first
But
one.
This is Hunting Games are finally just saying, no, we're going to go to consoles now sometimes.
I'm really interested to see what Tokiden 2 is going to feel like, because they build it as open world. So,
oh,
you know,
first open world hunting game.
There's a group of people saying, well, that'll just be getting rid of the loading screens between the...
No,
the,
it's a much larger
much
area,
areas.
Too.
But I also feel like it means much larger areas in a... Like, not like Grand Theft Auto.
Like
no, like
Dragon's Dogma.
And shit, but kinda.
Yeah.
So I'm really
Potential.
Interested. Well, and
Potential.
They added like an Ibarra, like in Freedom Wars, so mm-hmm. like the hook thing. So, like, I don't
potential
know.
Really for hotness, but
potential for
instead of
hotness.
Potential for hotness, let's just go to something that is just super hot right now.
What the
which
fuck
is
Neo?
It's
Neo.
Something that was old.
Yeah. 11
so,
years,
yeah.
Liam
yeah.
said.
Yeah. I never remembered this.
And
it was,
it's getting
it was
Dark Souls
this
comparisons,
one,
but I see way more Onimusha
those
than
are
Dark
the two.
Souls.
So Geralt goes to Japan.
Okay. In all fairness... That design was visible for 11 years.
Yeah, and...
And CD Projekt stole it first.
No, yeah. they didn't. The fucking Witcher books predate all... Anyway. Whatever. Jerry the gray-hair man, goes to Onimusha Town, and
you know,
Onimusha's all over.
When I look at the hero for this, I don't even think of that. I still think of Soki.
Yeah, sure.
From Onimusha
yeah,
first.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's something about her. I'm like, Japan likes the blonde,
from
whiter
that,
characters.
But even
sometimes.
Before Soki, in like Onimusha 3 and Onimusha 1, like I see that.
It looks like Onimusha 1.
Yeah,
like,
I see
it,
that
like,
in the trailer. I see
Samanosuke. But I also definitely see Souls games
oh, yeah.
as well.
Like,
but
like, the difference between those two amazing concepts.
But that's awesome. And if you think about it, Onimusha is like in itself... You know, similar to Souls in a way.
A little bit, yeah.
Just the, you know.
Monkoi Tecmo,
so,
Tecmo Koei, do it.
Between,
do a good one.
Between, like, Tokiden 2
awesome.
And Neo and, you know, their regularly scheduled lineup, Dragon Quest Heroes 2, regular Musou games, regular RPGs from Gust, and, of course, the upcoming Attack on Titan game, which we saw.
Which looks
ago.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot,
yeah. Someone pointed out, though, and it is true, it's not swinging. It's air dash mechanics based on like a grapple hook.
That's close
yeah.
enough.
Which
yeah.
is better,
right? Which is not—it's not actually swing,
but it's better, really.
It's
but
close
it's,
enough.
It's fun air controls.
Yeah. I don't know when I look at Attack on Titan, I don't think that they're swinging.
They're not.
They're
pulling them.
Yeah, yeah. It's, it's air boosting. Yeah,
yeah,
it is. It is, and it's different from swinging.
It's not like Spider-Man. Yeah,
it's more like
Spider-Man.
Freedom Wars.
Bionic.
Yeah, where you're pulling
Freedom
yourself
Wars.
Around instead.
It's not
yeah.
a swing, it's a bionic arm, yeah.
Yeah, basically. I really feel like between, like, all their games in their current lineup, they're really looking good these days.
They are.
And if Hyrule Warriors Legends is coming, I'm sure they're going to do a second one after Legends.
Can't wait for that.
They just seem on a really strong tear right now.
Well, because we never ever include them in the list of the Japanese companies that are survivors.
This is the biggest they've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, this, literally, TGS week, Koei have their best face they've ever had on.
Whenever we run down the list, when we, like, finish recording and talk about this stuff.
It's Konami, Bandai Namco, Capcom, and Square Enix.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's ever it.
But Tecmo Koei, I think, with this lineup, are finally putting their foot in that door and saying, no, we're in here, too.
That's a good one, too.
And they're holding it open for Konami to step out. Like,
don't let the door hit you.
I think they're doing really good. And I guess I didn't even include...
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's like, don't let the door hit you, and then they slam the door as hard as possible.
And, like, also, I didn't even include, they have the new Romance of the Three Kingdoms. One of them just came out in North America, and they still have the Yokai Watch Romance of the Three Kingdoms that they're working
on. Those kingdoms
are pretty
romantic.
You were confused as a child. Like, prepare for the confusion again as you play. Whenever I saw those were the only games left in the VHS and video game rental store when I was a kid, because no fucking kid would rent Romancing of the Whatevers.
My brother.
It was the only one that was always there.
My brother bought Romance of the Kingdoms, whatever, on Saturn, and he became a total fiend at that game. And I remember, like, sitting next to him and watching him, and he was 4 years old, and just me just looking at him just like, I don't get it. What are you fucking doing? I don't get it at
Why
all.
Why are you enjoying
Throw
these
And he's like, I gotta take my army to Cow Cow because he's getting my grain supplies or some shit. And I'm just like,
fuck you.
Can we rent, like, fucking Dragon Force next time?
Yeah.
Turns out that game's terrible.
It
looks so cool.
But yeah, like, Attack on Titan, yeah, they showed some gameplay. The Titan killing stuff looks a bit similar to the 3DS one, but a lot more, like, detailed. Like, you get to pick the parts you lock onto and stuff.
Yeah, there's an extra. And, like, I want to see the Titan variety is what's going to make that game fun.
Yeah, because we only saw, like,
two.
Two, yeah, exactly. I thought it was one. I'm glad you said two.
Yeah,
is that,
okay. There was that one other black-haired type. Shit. And he had a different behavior pattern. Fuck, but that was it.
Yeah. We still have to see the three colossal ones, of course.
The specials,
yeah, exactly.
And you need to see, like, the different sizes.
And when you get to play as Eren. You know?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. But since it follows Eren through the whole season one.
Path of Eren.
But they got it. Yeah. And you gotta eventually unlock that move where you can do a judo throw on a Titan and flip it over by on foot.
Oh, exactly. If you could play as a Titan.
Well, it follows Eren, so you should
play. So you should be able to.
Yeah. It's the whole season one.
You're the only one that can probably explain this to me, but, like, is Kingdom Hearts a franchise?
Oh, you skipped past, like, so many
you
games.
So many games.
Okay, World of Final Fantasy looks great. It
looks fantastic.
Star Ocean 5, I don't know, because Star Ocean 4 looked good, and then it turned out to be a pile of shit.
All the impressions on this one are so good.
But more than that, more than anything, for
the
Star Ocean 5,
is amazing.
It's the fact that they know, and they're bringing Star Ocean 2 to the PS4.
And Vita.
That's how you know, because that's the good one.
Yeah.
So if they're bringing that one out, maybe they know that they should make it like Star Ocean 2.
Have you seen gameplay of Star Ocean 5? Like, A,
no.
It looks good. B, I've never seen such fluid, exploring to combat sequences.
Saga, who gives a shit? So ask me your question about Kingdom Hearts.
I'm excited for Saga.
It's
Kingdom Hearts. Great if, the, art looks if great. The collector's edition for Star Ocean 5 had a sleepy time with edgy edition, and you just get a body pillow on them.
That's what I mean. That's what Pat meant, sorry. They're walking away from that
good
shit.
That dude's name was Edge Maverick. That is a goddamn amazing name.
It's
wasted
so
on that
good.
Game.
Yeah.
It's so
wasted.
So I guess Scarlet Grace looks good.
I'm convinced that the writers of Portlandia are naming the Kingdom Hearts franchise series, because I don't understand why 2.8.
2.8. Okay. The reason why, do you want to take this?
Yeah. Because in 2.8, it's Dream Drop Distance, and it's some middle story thing that's just story, not playable. And then it's a third
birth
thing.
Birth by Sleep?
No. It's 0.2.
0.2, and it follows Aqua after Birth by Sleep.
366
so days
over
It's
five.
Built on Cage 3 tech, and it's ostensibly an early look at Cage 3, but it's only one Kingdom Hearts
area. So what is 0.8?
So, Wooly, Kingdom Hearts 2.5 came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Dream Drop
right.
Distance and the cell phone game that they're turning into a cutscene, that would theoretically be 2.6. And on top of that is the new Kingdom Hearts 3 scenario called 0.2, which takes place right after Birth by Sleep and leads into Kingdom Hearts 3. Therefore, 2.6 and 0.2 becomes Kingdom Hearts 2.8, and 2.8 is just slightly under 3, which is the prep game for 3.
It's so
That's
insane.
The logic.
It's so insane that a company like Disney could say these
now,
are the guys
is it
you
okay
work
for
with.
Me? Is it all good? Is it okay
I know,
for me
but
to...
it's so crazy because it seems like such a straightforward American company, and they're like, "Yes, we want a product with our characters
it
in
it."
It's like
it,
called
it,
the
let
worst
them, let them do
shit
their
ever.
Shit.
It seems like they're very hands off with the series.
I guess so. Must be.
All right.
And
so,
it's not as though the games are ever bad. So
not commenting not at bad. All on the quality of the game. Can I just? Am I allowed to think that this is as absurdly stupid as
it is? This is the moment of absurdity. This is the worst one yet.
I've said it before, but I'm going to do a very quick version of this. The Kingdom Hearts series has a very confusing, very touchy-feely plot, and the biggest problem with that is that every single sequel came out on a different platform.
Yeah.
Every single one. Fucking PS2, fucking GBA,
PSP.
Fucking PSP game,
get your phone out.
A DS game, multiple cell
3DS.
Phone games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit.
There's a Vita one, isn't there?
No. Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking of Earth, I said.
No.
But impossible to follow. And some of them, like, are 0, and some of them are 2, and it's so fucking confusing, right? So it always made sense that if they want to do Kingdom Hearts 3, the HD collections are perfect. Because here's the first game, and here's the GBA game, but it's the port of the PS2 version. And,
which means it's
and,
worse.
And then this game that doesn't matter, just throw the cutscenes at you. Right? Because just the cutscenes, right? Then they do 2.5, it's Kingdom Hearts 2, and then this other cell phone game you didn't hear. Just throw and it really felt like, okay, now there's a path, right? There's a path to just get it. Like a Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection kind of thing, right?
Or Capcom
It's unfortunate that the path still requires a PS3 and a PS4.
Yes.
Or Capcom re-releasing all previous Resident Evils on the GameCube to catch everyone
sure.
up.
Right?
Because everyone often asks about certain franchises we talk about. Hey, how do I get started on this thing? And
we
always say, just play the first one and move forward
in
time.
Yeah, so... Kingdom Hearts is impossible, and it looked like, hey, they're smartening up. They're going to unify it and go either multi-plat or just in the future. And now this thing is... I took, like, 15 minutes to try and understand that release and what it was and who the character... It was Aqua from Birth by Sleep.
From Birth, yeah.
And it's just like, knowing that the Birth by Sleep secret stuff is the lead-in to the third game... Like, most people didn't play that game.
It's PSP game. Can we start by calling it Kingdom Hearts? Can we...
Yeah.
No.
You know? Is that
even
all right?
Even that is not
100%
accurate.
Good. It's no good.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm excited for that game, not because I give a shit about Kingdom Hearts, but because I'm willing to buy it just to try, or borrow it or something, just to try the 0.2 and get a look at the KH3...
Structureness.
I want to see that.
It'll be the equivalent of One World.
It'll be like Ground Zeroes.
Yeah. Ground Zeroes. Yeah.
And I'm down to try that. I'm really curious.
Very
just to
confusing.
See that
very
bite.
In 10
I think
years,
that's all I'll want to.
And ugly, but
so,
I'm sure the games are.
In 10
great.
Years, there's going to be a just reminiscence of Kingdom Hearts revival project.
Great.
You're going to be playing Kingdom Hearts Dirge of Pluto.
Yeah, great. That's what I want.
Pluto's wearing like a red coat.
Yeah,
Pluto's the genesis of the entire plot of Chain of Memories.
Like for all of the convoluted like chronology, the Metal Gear games at least have numbers. You know what I mean?
There has been a super
except for Peace Walker, but yeah, you're right.
Baffling, like split between games that have number titles like 350. 358/2
over 2.
Yeah,
over 2.
Yeah. to Birth by Sleep, which is Kingdom Hearts 0, but then called Birth by Sleep and numbered games.
But again, like
so
it's like again, like let's start by putting the word Kingdom Hearts in the
title.
They all have the
name
Kingdom Hearts in front of them.
Yeah.
But everyone
and
refers to them by the subtitles because the titles are so long.
Well, it's like Peace Walker.
Yeah.
Everyone calls it Peace Walker.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all right.
Yeah,
next
that's
Dark
it.
Souls
Dark
3.
So Dark Souls has now hit it super big because the other day I saw a link to an IGN article that was 4 new minutes of Dark Souls 3 footage exclusive.
Minutes.
That's how you know they've made it. That's how you know souls are huge.
Yeah, IGN
that people
it.
Are scrapping over minutes mm-hmm. of footage.
And if it says like off camera or no direct
audio.
The
game's going to be good. What do you want?
Umbrella Corps is a weird one.
You skipped really far.
I'm sorry. I got. Okay, I'll just let you guys go one by one because I got nothing
Sentinels.
On those.
Did you not see 13 Sentinels?
What is it?
Vanillaware Mecha.
Oh, that game. Yeah, that looks amazing. That looks super good.
It's a hard to remember title.
That game is really cool because they're using a lot of 3D in it, but the texture work is
the best.
Vanillaware. The 3D looks amazing.
Where does Vanillaware go after fucking cleaning our clocks with their last release?
Robots.
Yeah. You go here. You go Mecha there. Future.
Robots really and cool. School. Girls.
That concept art, turn it into a game.
Yeah. Project Diva Future Tone, support of the arcade game. That's really cool. Don't get many arcade ports these days.
So. And what the hell? What the hell is...
Tokyo RPG Factory game. It's Project Setsuna. It's a very, snowy, wintry looking game. It's kind of melancholy. It's a bit like Chrono Trigger. It's like an old fashioned RPG. Well, it's what they opened.
Well, that's
Tokyo
what it was
RPG
called.
Factory
it was like return to old fashioned RPG.
Well, that's why it's called Tokyo RPG Factory, right? Yeah. Game looks super good. They put out a bunch of minutes of footage. It was good. 13 Sentinels.
But yeah, Umbrella Corps is just Umbrella the weirdest.
Resi 20th? Anything? No?
What is that?
That's Japanese only collection of seven.
That's
Resident
fine.
Games.
Okay. Umbrella Corps.
Is it a fan game?
It's
running on Unity.
No, it's the next
Unity doesn't mean anything, man.
It's the next iteration.
Saga Scarlet Grace is running on Unity.
That's what I think of Umbrella Corps.
But this is a Resident Evil game. It shouldn't be running on Unity.
Unity's fine. Unity is fine.
It's fine. I played a game that looks gorgeous on Unity.
No, but there's no squabbles over, it's
really... It almost seems like Capcom did another Mega Man versus Street Fighter where they almost appropriated a fan project.
Well, I'll give you a better answer. Phantaray's not working well. We need an engine to fill the whole...
Remake 2 will assuredly be done on Unreal 4.
So, Operation Raccoon City.
About what it is.
Operation Raccoon City didn't strike me as a thing that would be we can follow up on
it
this.
It sold really well, though.
And,
I remember talking about that at the time, and it sold well, and it hurt RE6's sales, and what that is. No, it did.
RE6 is the second best-selling Capcom game of all time.
Yeah, and it could have been higher if not for Operation Raccoon City.
I don't think
I popped in. Remember we talked about this? I popped in Raccoon City.
You did touch it
the other day, and
I warned you.
I played about an hour.
Yeah, I saw you
had
that copy sitting out,
and it's one of the most miserable experiences I've had in a while. Because you were not kidding about the Wesker, Birkin shit.
So we should just slide that all off the table because Slant 6 shut down.
Yes.
After Operation Raccoon City.
So who the fuck is this
And we
made
don't
by?
Know who's making this right now. And all I'm going to say is if it's Capcom Internal, it'll probably be a good game. And it's not RE7. That's one thing we know. It's not RE7. It's a spin-off game.
The lack of faith I have in the core concept is near total.
But it's Mercenaries 3D shake your feeling of Resident Evil?
No.
Well, you know,
that
exactly.
that was a mode that already existed and worked on its own as a side mode. So
there is competitive.
There's
multiplayer
no
in
information
5 and 6
here.
No, there is competitive multiplayer in 5 and 6.
Seven things you need to know about.
I wish the listener
could
hear the look on my face.
The new cover system has problems.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just looking at this. I'm just looking to find the developer. But
the
whatever.
First article,
there's no
developer. Yeah, all right.
So when you announce a game like this and don't tell anybody who's developing it, that's a really good.
It is.
Sign
no,
of
it's
fame.
A big question mark for sure. But if it is internal Capcom, I'm happy. Because they said for RE7 they want to go back to more horror-y things, which makes me think... I mean, this is just a guess, but it makes me think they want to go towards more modern stuff like The Last of Us, which is kind of what they did.
They said multiple times, we want to make a game like Last of Us. Last of Us was hot. And then you play, you're saying...
With Revelations 2, they went a bit that way.
You can feel it with the bottles
and
the pacing and stuff like
that. I feel like it'd be a shame to throw away, all the cool combat stuff that they introduced in, RE5 and 6. And so I'm glad that they're branching it off into its own thing, and they're going to keep making... What you're just gonna make faces at me?
They're not at you. They're at the things you're saying, and if other people said them, I would still make the same face.
Okay, because it's Resident Evil is more than just walking around in scary places.
No, it's not.
But that is what it is.
Sorry, that's what good Resident Evil is.
What was Revelations 2 then?
Good, and you walk around in scary places.
Action, and it was packed with action.
Yeah, it's not a fucking competitive multiplayer shooter.
There's nothing wrong with a spinoff.
Yeah, you're right. Operation Raccoon City was great.
I never said that was great. Shut the fuck up.
You just said there's nothing wrong with a spinoff.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant on principle there's nothing wrong with a spinoff, yeah, okay. And you're being a facetious asshole.
Welcome to the podcast.
But I get the same feeling from this that I got from
Mercenaries 3D was great. Yeah. It was tons of fun. Whether you like it or not,
it's
it
good.
A great
it's good
spin-off.
If you like Mercenaries.
Exactly. Stuff like Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance. That's a great spinoff.
Is it? I don't even know.
Great spinoffs exist, and so like until we find out whether this is by a shite developer or not, I'm open to it being a cool action.
Well, it's not good that the first article we found is seven things that are shitty about the game.
That's not what the article was.
I read that article.
It wasn't. Trust me, I read that article.
Okay. Because I saw it too, and there was at least three things that
there were three. There were negatives in there.
Liam,
sure.
I'm sorry. It's not to dismiss you, but my disdain for this entire idea cannot be contained.
I think Revengeance is pretty cool.
It is. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Good thing it's a mainline game.
And then Ghost Babel's a better example, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
And
all right.
Ghost Babel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ghost Babel.
Ghost Babel's a mainline game too.
Yeah. Acid. Then.
It's a dream scenario.
Acid's a fucking spinoff.
It's a VR.
All hell.
Yeah, it's a VR mission.
But
man, Acid is the spinoffest.
It's not.
Has
even.
There any? Has ever like. This hyper non-canonical, card-based.
What's next? Exist Archive. It's basically Valkyrie
I'll
Profile
just let Liam
3.
Take it away.
You want Valkyrie Profile 3? That's Valkyrie Profile 3.
I don't
3.
Even know.
It's Valkyrie Profile
3. Nibelung Velesti.
Another game from Spike Chunsoft. Couldn't read the name. Wow, way to go, N4G.com. Way to be professional.
This is a forum.
Post. This is a forum post? Yes. Oh, you should take him. Gematsu had a good write-up. Let's just say that's Danganronpa 3.
I just needed a list.
Let's just say that's Danganronpa 3, then.
Dangan, sure. Or whatever.
Because
yeah.
This is actually missing games.
Dude, Black Ops 3, yo.
I know,
Danganronpa
but we do.
3
Japan loves it.
They do.
Okay.
One weird trick.
Danganronpa 3 is cool.
Yep, Dangan looks Dangan.
Dragon Quest Heroes 2, apparently it's more of a hunting game than the last one.
I look forward to the next Danganronpa visual novel.
Yeah, definitely, because they're really good at making those.
Yep.
Dragon Quest Builders, it's like Minecraft with a story. That looks cool, actually. Yeah,
it's
that's
there.
All this guy wrote up.
It's not
but
there, but
stuff.
I wanted to talk about the fucking DOA character list for DOA.
Yeah, throw
Dream.
That in.
And each time when I think about it,
the first two
makes
characters on the list are the ones that are suspiciously 18.
Yeah.
How about that?
And no Tina.
No Tina to
no,
be seen.
No Tina.
Tina was last, if
this
I'm not mistaken.
Fucking shut up. I hate this country.
Oh, wait, no, Tina. Tina wasn't last. What's her name? The new girl.
Mila.
Mila was
Mila,
last.
No, Mila was not even added.
What she was last.
Even
was she, no,
I
was she even added?
Someone showed,
Japan.
No, she was in the votes, but she was
someone
last.
Showed me a screenshot of her in the volleyball thing.
Mila?
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, she's not in the game.
Not again.
They confirmed the final
list. They confirmed
list.
The roster. She's
so
not in
the
game.
There's a list
maybe
of them
that,
all
you know
with their titties hanging out, and they're all like, yo.
That might have just been a bikini costume
yeah,
from
exactly,
the fighting game. Because
there are a bunch
it
of
might,
bikini
it might
costumes.
Have been. Mm. But I'm like super pissed about that. That's like Chun-Li not being in the game.
The only other
Fighter
thing
game.
I want to say about TGS is I was looking at the new Summer Lesson trailer, and
looks
like
great.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
It's so weird how the blonde girl has way better lip syncing than the Japanese girl. Like, maybe just because she came second, but it's nowhere near as good. It's awkward because the Japanese girl has mouth flaps.
That's what the audience wants.
It's
gonna
be
they want their girls with their
mouth
flaps.
I think it's gonna be really interesting when they localize that game because like when you look at the plot lines, as far as we've seen, with teaching English to one girl and Japanese,
teaching
to,
Japanese
another girl,
to the other girl,
it's like
that's
when
gonna
they,
be
when they're gonna have to localize that. That's gonna be weird.
It
know?
Is
speaking of if they localize.
There was a good hands on with it that said it was really good and just like this is the first VR game that felt fleshed out where like you'd get close to characters, not even like in any way, but they said just getting close to them was enough to like raise the feeling of tension and stuff.
So that's why I think the whole mouth flap thing is going to be a huge deal because it's like you have one job.
No, we'll see where that goes. Exactly.
Like, you're talking to a girl.
You know what? If you really love her, you can look past her mouth flaps.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know for a fact
if your love is true,
Kingdom Hearts showed that tech off successfully.
Oh yeah,
you need to
Kingdom Hearts doesn't even use it for every scene. That's what's infuriating about that mouth tech. It's like, there's mouth flaps and that super amazing tech.
Fucking use it. It's so good.
I was reading an article and like Harada has said, like, we want to add a bunch of more characters. We want to add like dudes into Summer Lesson.
Dude,
like,
totally.
That'd be the best.
That'd be awesome, man.
Like, now everyone can creep.
Yo, bro, I want to learn Japanese. You gonna help me out?
Yeah.
Speaking of PlayStation VR.
Bring over
VR,
some beers and some GameCubes.
Like, they just snuck in that PlayStation VR to DOA Extreme as well.
That's, like,
which
you know
is
what?
Weird, because I don't know what that perspective on, that game is played in anymore.
You know what? That put that on Tecmo's list of killers, because I forgot to list that one earlier.
After our lesson, it's time for some Netflix and chill, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Wait, you know, wait, this isn't what you promised?
The funniest VR thing that I saw coming out of this is they were like, hey, you can fight a boss from Final Fantasy 14 in VR, and every single write up was like, that was terrible.
Well,
that was unplayable. It made no sense. Yeah, I guess it was cool.
Didn't they say it wasn't actually going to be like influenced in the game?
Hell
like,
no.
It was just a demo for testing.
There's
no purposes.
How would you ever play that game from a first person perspective? It's impossible. Exactly. It's like, we wanted to show you the butt.
Shut up. I want to teach Ultimate Weapon Japanese.
I was hoping to
spoilers.
See some more. I was hoping to see some more VR games, though, on Sony's stage, since that was the only
stage.
Well,
no, they can't show up with Summer Lesson there. They'll get blown out of the water.
Stop the country.
What?
They can't show up with Summer Lesson. Like,
they did. Summer Lesson was on stage.
No, that's my point. Like, Summer Lesson just dominates the
oh, you're saying it would have dominated, though.
It's like, there's
sure.
no, you have no chance.
Sure.
You have to go
okay.
to a, you have to go to a show that Summer Lesson mysteriously
okay,
missed.
You're not
like,
wrong.
You know that thing where the Emperor of Japan is like, you can't release Dragon Quest on a weekday.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's like,
release.
You can't release Summer Lesson except to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I
need it right now.
During TGS, there was a Capcom stream that was showing off a lot of Karen footage and stuff.
No Shaheen.
And I just... not Shaheen. Rashid, I just want to make a hilarious
Shaheen.
Observation. No Shaheen, because he's not
Shaheen.
Shaheen. Yeah. fucking Japanese stream Capcom team hates Rashid. No love.
What do you mean by that?
No love. Let's go over the new characters. Let's show off all the cool stuff in this new build. That character select screen flies right past Rashid.
He's selectable.
And goes straight to Mika and Vega and Chun-Li and Cammy, and then back over to Karen, and that's it. Fuck.
maybe.
Way to sandbag your own announcement, guys.
Maybe that Middle East trade show had the exclusive rights on Rashid gameplay.
Oh, man, like, way to show your true colors about, like, this character and how you feel.
Rashid looks great.
He does.
And casual racism is an aspect of Street Fighter that we mustn't stop.
It will always be there.
It's part of all of us.
Even though they worked hard.
It's not stereotyping, it's predictability.
Yeah, exactly. There's some other stuff that's not on that list that I'll just...
Oh, man.
There's
all
always
right. We're going to run
along. Metal Gear Online...
10 minutes of
footage. And gameplay. Dude, you can bounce bullets when you're playing as Ocelot.
Oh, yeah.
It's, and, like, you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
Just, you know they're behind that thing, so shoot at the metal over there,
and
it'll auto-bounce.
Fuck that. Can I play as Miller?
No, not yet. With an arm and a leg? Well, he's pretty good with a gun. Even
I want that tech.
Persona 5, delayed until never.
God damn it.
So delayed until summer next year,
next year. Probably fall of next year for us.
Probably.
Showed off a new trailer. Damn.
Amazing.
It's okay
trailer.
That you delayed it.
Yeah.
You hurt me, but I love you.
Take your time, boys.
Oh, looking, boy.
Star Fox delayed.
Well that's, yeah.
That's on here, too.
So,
yeah.
So,
Star Fox delayed.
Well, because, like, now we can get to the rest of the normal news, if that's it, because...
I'm wondering if that's it, because, this post you had was really...
Yeah,
was
dude,
really
we're going to miss some stuff.
I know, but there's a lot that...
Yeah, no, go ahead,
like,
go ahead.
Stuff after TGS.
Well, what's our normal news?
All right, well, Star Fox got delayed to Q1 2016, so whatever.
It's continuing the year of nothing.
JoJo Eyes of
Make
Heaven.
Make your own Star Fox in Mario Maker.
JoJo Eyes of Heaven has no paid DLC.
Whatsoever.
Which is like, dudes, way to make every single change.
Hey, you know
necessary
what?
Necessary to make
Guess
this
what?
Fucking awesome
now,
game.
Now, if we decide to do a video about it, we can't be as wrong as we were last time.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Those showing off...
Did you play the demo yet?
No.
It's super good.
I thought you liked JoJo.
So there's two stages they showed you in the trailer.
That's good.
Which are like, these only work now that the game is in 3D. One of them is the rooftops of Cairo.
Yep.
And the other one is the Dolphin City Prison, Green, whatever. The prison from Part 6,
yeah.
where the girl girls are locked up.
That's correct.
And it's like, it's the whole building and like the full rooftop thing. And you have multiple layers and floors and stairs and shit. And it's like, this is a stage.
This is the time where that thing happened with the thing.
Looks great. It's weather reports in it. Looks fucking cool.
It's a shame you hate JoJo.
And yeah, that's...
Probably misses his old JoJo.
There you go.
And that is really nice to know that there's no paid DLC. Fucking just drop those characters in one by one. If you saved up, I hope you're saving up your money, your $150 for your Elite Xbone controller coming out on October
27th. I'll absolutely. Get that.
It's such a cool controller, but man,
it's still high, but I'll mean, if that's the price you're selling.
I have two Steam controllers. Well,
I'm wondering what
now.
The Canadian price is going to be.
Oh, God, wait, yeah, $500.
So, here's the thing. I've spent more than that on an arcade stick easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the question is this going to have that level of functionality?
Guess what, guys?
Because it has buttons. Like,
I know they're replaceable deep.
Because it plays
but
every
game. It has
game.
More buttons back
guys,
there, so you don't
no.
have to take
straight
your fingers
up,
off.
Do not. I am getting one. You can touch it.
No, I just want one.
Matt wants one, though.
Okay, yeah.
So he can play
I need,
KI
I, like, I got Steam
so
controllers
can
coming
jump
in.
To all the back
I got this
yeah.
thing coming in. I gotta know. I gotta know.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, all right.
I don't disagree.
It's part of our job. Yep.
Yeah.
They announced that Terminator was going to be in 2K16 WWE earlier, but now we got
that's some actual
got a cool
footage.
Little
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
Not much. It's just the intro, but
he's a Terminator.
Well, it's Terminator 1 Arnold versus Terminator 2 Arnold,
yeah.
and one's I guess just in underwear.
Yeah, naked.
He should be naked.
And then the other one is on the bike with the jacket.
And like, fuck me, like. The Arnold from Terminator 1 looks exactly like him. It's crazy. And I'm like,
well, how many versions of that 3D model do they have in existence now?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, plenty.
Arnold, we gotta scan you again.
No, just get the Source Filmmaker version. That's
yeah.
fine.
That actual
oh, that
trailer,
one's probably engaged all sorts of horrible shit right now.
That actual trailer for W2K16 looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, the graphics... Like, the faces look fine. They look great, actually.
This one's all about Austin, whatever.
It's all about Austin. Remember Austin? Yeah, the guy that's not in there?
That's right.
Fire Emblem Awakening and Xenoblade Chronicles join Project Cross Zone 2.
I wish they were in a different game.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
But that's still cool.
You're never gonna trick me. It looks good, though.
Here's the
problem. It's awesome that they got them.
Wait, Sagata Sanshiro is in the game, too!
There it is.
And fucking Axel's in it.
That's the problem. After you go to the ultimate extreme of putting Sagata Sanshiro in this game, like, and I didn't care then... Who can you possibly...
The entire cast of Smash Brothers.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not enough.
Snake.
The Beastie Boys.
I'll watch the cutscenes. I'll
yeah,
watch the
cutscenes.
Banter between Sagata Sanshiro
and
Felicia and fucking King.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan has joined Project Cross Zone 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have ODB voicing himself.
He's there. Everybody's
says,
there.
Subtitle this game says, Project Cross Zone 2, Fool Me Twice.
Yeah.
No, you can't fool me, man.
Like, it's such a shitty situation, because, like, fans lobbied
and
Harada
got
one.
It done. It does suck.
And
dude,
the first one sold all right.
The Super Best Friends could be announced for that game, and we would still
yeah.
be cool
no,
on it.
No, I don't know.
No, he's totally right. He's totally
That's
right.
Still be cool
Even
on
if
it.
They put us in the game, I wouldn't buy
Rage and Zubaz in the game.
No,
I don't know.
There's nothing. Like, I can't. You can't.
There's literally nothing. Even my most favorite things in the world, Godzilla's in, I don't care. Punisher's in, I don't care. There's not.
Like, there's nothing you could do to make it.
Because you're
going to
have the
game.
Moment where you're like, oh, yeah, it's the character. Like, yeah, this is fun.
They appear once in 500 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
There it is. That the fun died.
All right. Dude.
It's sour because the second game is going to sell way worse, and then it's going to make a bad impression.
And
we still want stuff to get localized.
And I feel
not
sad
because
Harada, you were right. Like we should
all
like
we should
get these types of games.
Default. Yeah, exactly.
But fuck,
all
this is not
you know
the one. I'm glad Digimon's coming across.
All I wanted
really send a positive
was
message.
To get to Dig Dug Guy. In Namco X Capcom.
Boruto's there,
That's
man.
All I wanted.
He's
and
there.
You had the same thing. All you wanted to do was see Mega Man.
Just do it.
And we failed. We couldn't do it.
D-
It's literally when are we getting to the fireworks factory, the game?
Yeah. Or yeah, yeah. Or even Captain Commando. Like, I just, it just show me my heroes.
Yeah.
I don't care if Dean or Lucia or Carlos Miyamoto are in it. It's like, no, it's still not enough to make me do
Dean
it.
Dean and Carlos as like a duo team.
God damn, there's a fucking... I would spend like irresponsible money on a Dig Dug game with that version of
yeah, him. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Nightwish, Matrix, Matrix and Bob announced yeah, for Crossboring.
Yeah, yeah. Be seeing ya.
Well, as you would say, Cyber Six and
Cyber Six Arsene and Lupin. Everybody, it doesn't matter, and it sucks because I want it to matter.
I'm the man finance in Project Cross Zone 2. Stegosaurus.
Shokai the Dentist.
H2O.
And Bon Bon.
Know what I'm saying? Warriors. Confirmed. We got to know what he's saying.
We got my man Powder.
The champion! All right.
No, we need to edit a Project Cross Zone trailer to put that in the middle.
Wooly, there's your homework.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of crowdfunding things going on.
The biggest one is one I got in my email on the way over here.
Well, biggest in terms of how much money they're asking for?
No, the biggest in terms of like a scope and change to crowdfunding, and that it's Kickstarter just changed its company into a different kind of company.
What'd
into some kind of weird... beneficent, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They changed it from a corporation into something else. Some kind for profit charity.
This. Whoa.
There are legal reasons why they did that. It happened on the way over here.
Kickstarter reincorporates as public benefit corporation. I'll read this. Just
yeah, because they're not allowed to. Yeah. You can't. It's not a GoFundMe. You can't just fund someone's life.
No. So
I don't know.
It means that they're legally obliged to weigh the impact of their decisions on society.
Whoa, is this outer heaven?
Okay, so if the Fourth Reich has a Kickstarter,
they remain for profit. But they spelled out a specific list of values and commitments it makes in addition to benefiting its shareholders. Among these commitments, it'll remain committed to the arts and culture. It won't sell information to third parties. It will give 5% of annual post-tax profits to arts education and organizations fighting inequality.
Oh, that's
nice. It will not use loopholes or other esoteric but legal tax management strategies to reduce its tax burden. That was just a couple amongst its things that it swore to.
Swore. You don't want to support the NSA's Kickstarter?
Apparently that designation as a public benefit corporation is recent, and that's not... Like in the general scheme, it didn't exist until just recently.
Okay.
Only a handful of corporations are like that, including Amtrak.
It's really
it
weird.
It means they cannot be sued by shareholders for making a decision that costs its money.
Interesting! That's really interesting.
That's one of the main things, yeah.
Because so Kickstarter's racket is high level and foolproof at this point.
Yeah, it's all about... Whenever you see things
it
like that...
It seems like it's only good for
It's them. All about liability.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it ever changes, really.
It's all about reality.
But it sounds nice, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Public benefit company. Yeah. Beneficiary.
It's for you!
Well, they're actually giving 5% of their money to schools and stuff.
And so even if the rest is a bunch of fucking cutthroat, fucking shady business garbage...
Yeah.
They're still giving money part of their profits to charity, so
plus.
Fuck it. It's a plus for everybody.
Yeah.
How much money would the Fourth Reich ask for? Anyway,
a lot.
Whatever.
Enough to build mechs.
Is there a stretch goal where I can get back a fourth of my human beingness?
Yeah.
No? Okay. All right. That's fine. What's going on?
I can't.
All right. Give me a clean cut. Say it, and then we'll see what happens.
It's like the problem with the Fourth Reich Kickstarter is they're like, okay, no Jewish money.
And then it fails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aw, damn. That's what's keeping them from making those goals, right?
Okay, so how do we get the...
What did we learn from our failed Kickstarter, and here's how we should adjust it next time.
Okay, what demographics do have a lot of disposable income and politically active and conservative... And would be, I don't think this Kickstarter is going to make it.
We should go for early go-go.
Early bird stolen gold teeth kick, like, fucking tear.
No! Is this a sleepy cast?
Oh, yeah! All right.
Don't kickstart your neo-Nazi endeavors. It won't work.
Unless
probably.
You're sure it'll all work.
Right. So we're gonna. You know how here's how we'll talk about these things. We'll talk about these crowdfunding
things.
Crowdfunding campaigns in order of least amount of money requested to most.
All right.
Okay.
That seems fair.
So we'll start with Allison Road.
Yeah.
It has a Kickstarter. It's asking for 250
euro
thousand euro,
which is so about like $1 million.
€250,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that like $400,000 or something?
Honestly, for us?
Yeah.
I think it's like $400,000.
Anyway, I chipped in for that because I watched the 14-minute gameplay demo.
Allison Road is like a heavily PT-inspired
They're
man,
like,
right?
Are you pissed that PT got canceled for no reason?
It's not PT. It's totally PT.
Yeah, he's...
the guy in the video
is
kind of...
Is it as good?
The guy in the video
looks good.
The demo of it looked amazing.
Because PT is quite special in that.
I'd love something for something.
This isn't a London flat it takes place in.
The PT prototype would be the ultimate to me, but like the guys that made this is like everyone else made the comparison to PT. I was kind of just doing the thing, but I'll take it.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
and it runs on Unreal Engine 4 and does also as well. Like PT look almost photorealistic.
I think the saddest thing about these,
you should look up the 14-minute gameplay demo because it's one of those things that's
how
subtle.
Scary is it?
It's pretty scary.
I think.
Uh-oh.
The Pooh Babby alert sounding.
I don't think I could back that.
I think the really sad thing about all these games inspired by PT is that like you're being inspired by the trailer. Like
PT was onto something.
That was the trailer for a giant, massive game.
Game, yeah.
Like, but you're everyone's being hung up on the trailer because that's what we got.
At best, you played the prologue.
That was going to be a full blown explore the city Silent Hill game.
It's
most
good
likely.
Thing they canceled it.
Like, mm-hmm. And that's the game you should all be striving to. That's our.
But you don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
Stretch goals. Get Norman Reedus in the game.
Yeah. But yeah, I chipped in some money for that because I was blown away by the.
I should probably chip in a couple
bucks. Very, very good tiers. Like $50 gets you like everything.
That's good. Tiers sucks.
A code on every console and PC.
I love the idea of Liam like pulling out his wallet and going like, "All right, here's some money." But wait a minute. How scary are
not,
we talking?
Not too spooky, right?
When you're pulling the money back.
Exactly.
Like,
oh.
And the guy turns around and take your money, it's a skeleton. It's too spooky. I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
Yeah. Where does it fall between, like, Zombieland and Halloween?
No.
Grabbed by ghoulies?
Hey.
Grabbed by the ghoulies, scary?
No
like...
money for skeletons.
But yeah, looks good.
Don't give your skeletons money.
Keep them locked away.
How about like House of Horror, Spooky's House of Jump Scares?
Yeah,
or,
where's
yeah,
that
right
in there?
Right,
exactly.
Right around that level. Yeah, all right.
It's too scary.
Oh man, these skeletons are going nuts.
Scary. Spooky's House of Jump Scares is terrifying.
Oh,
dude.
Fucking great, man.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I did some work on
what
that.
What a good ass.
So scary.
What a good ass name.
We've got the next one up is Them's Fightin' Herds on Indiegogo.
Yeah.
So Pat, how much money?
I saw the two clips they put out like
amazing.
A while ago, and like that Skullgirls engine is good for everything
because
it
looks good,
and it's especially good when you put lots of animation into the Skullgirls.
That's correct.
Engine.
I was more blown
Which
away
is what
by
that
the music.
Engine is
the music's really
Did
good.
Did you see the music?
Oh yeah, the dynamic
feature?
Music theme
that looked awesome.
Yeah, like I brought that up like a couple weeks ago. Like it's fucking cool.
Yeah, I remember.
Is it what? Is it five characters? Or
they're going
characters?
Oh character. I don't know, but they're because
I only saw five.
They're going for 436. K.
On Indiegogo, right?
Yeah.
And it's on Indiegogo, yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually like, that's a lot.
So Wooly's checking on his computer.
But that's as much as it would be.
But it's the full game. It's not like Skullgirls where you're keeping Skullgirls growing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the game that's being, it has to be.
Oh,
it's off to a really good start.
$77,000 in one day.
This only just started today. Well, not in 10 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that there was
a lot. It'd be really good
character.
To see, like, Wooly, like, pay like we
okay.
on his computer. He paid for the highest tier. Get
yourself
in the game.
Scroll up.
There it is. There he paid for it. No.
Scroll up a little through the pictures until you get to like a little village.
A little village.
That, oh, the
down.
Yeah, the story mode.
Yeah.
The visual lobby.
The lobby for multiplayer. And
so what?
That's fucking awesome.
It's Exert.
Yeah, no, it's sick.
Exert has that same thing.
It's
and
great.
It's very
I'm glad
cool.
they're doing that.
It costs money, but it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the full character count was, and I don't think...
I think they showed off five or six characters.
They showed off a couple, but, you know, there might be more than that.
There's an alpaca.
Yeah, six at least, I'm seeing.
I thought it was
here.
A llama.
Well, it's, you know...
Yeah.
Are those the
Oh, wait, hang on,
animal?
Don't go up to that.
Yeah, I think so.
That paragraph right there, you'd be surprised by the notion... Yeah, okay, so it seems like there's going to be more, but...
Mm-hmm. These are the ones they're showing right now.
Yeah. Looks really cool, looks like a thing, and... yeah, the video has
art's super good.
It looks better than the first version of the game.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that was just kind
of... They stepped it up, totally. Nice.
And, what's her name?
Lauren Faust?
Yes.
Yeah,
She's in the preview video, and she's I'm the character designer behind, whatever, My Little Pony. Yeah. Pause. But anyway, you know, like...
Well, the background on that is that fighting is magic was what they were doing beforehand. They were using all the characters.
Yeah. And then Hasbro was like, no,
you fuck off. Yeah. And Lauren Faust was like, oh, that sucks. I'll draw you new characters.
Shoutouts to, the artist and Main Six for retweeting that picture of me holding Zubaz-colored fucking animals.
Like,
you want to get the Zubaz colors, dude?
This is Wooly's second... I don't even know who drew that. It's great. Yeah.
This is Wooly's second shot at Bid for Power.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's
it's not
that.
Your first time at the rodeo.
No, low.
Ooh, ooh, very nice. Ooh,
apropos.
Very nice. Liam, where'd you get that cowboy hat?
It's implied.
Them spurs coming out of your ankles. And then lastly, there's the retro VGC console, which is a...
C stands for console, actually.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, no, just making sure. Yeah,
You're right. The Retro VGC being put together by the guys that actually have Retro Magazine that started that. It was, I believe, where they...
It's on Indiegogo.
They found the... Yeah.
La Consola Retro del Futuro!
They found Jaguars, right? They found the old Jaguars.
They bought rights to the molds, and they bought the molds themselves. Yeah. Exactly. So they're making this new retro-styled machine that... basically is meant to play new games
on cartridges
on cartridges.
Okay, so this is not like retro a Retron 5 style emulation box.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're like, hey, just make it legal, you had one job, you fucks.
Yep. No, this is intended to play new retro style games.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You look at their lineup, and they've got some games like Read Only Memories. Way Forward seems to be like just waiting on it passing, and then they're gonna put like Mighty Switch Force and Shantae and stuff on it.
And so the
they are looking for like
they're asking for $1.9 million.
And it's not exactly screaming away because the price of the console
looks kind of cool.
The price of the console is exorbitant. It's $299 US.
So yeah, you've got the early bird.
Wow,
the early
which
bird,
by the way, is $400 Canadian.
Yeah, that's, wow. There's the early bird purchase at $299.
$50 less than PS4.
Then you got your personalized $349, and then
there's the gray grid, which is tuned to make you look the best.
I love that grid.
It's not a good grid. I don't know what,
but the idea of cartridges is very cool, and I like
definitely.
The idea.
Well, yeah, that's why Nintendo's going back to them for their next console.
If you scroll down, by the way, they have a list of software.
They're always that, like, hot. They always heat up during the process,
And they have some cool games. Like, I'm sure when you'll see the first one, you'll be like, not that one, but the first one in the list.
Shovel Knight.
No,
Shantae, right there.
You're not
down or up?
Down. You're not on the list. Bam! You passed it. Gunlord, first game.
Yeah, okay. Gunlord.
Sorry, Liam. You should say Bow.
Bow, yeah, it's true.
Gunlord, that's fine.
But, like, they have some cool games. Like, Gunlord's amazing, and, like, Read Only Memories looks good. Knight's Chance looks really cool. You remember, like, Vegas Stakes and stuff?
Yeah.
Knight's Chance is a medieval fantasy-themed casino game, which is like, okay, people still make casino games? Like, what?
The preview video is interesting because it's like, it just shows the console and then games going into it and playing.
Yeah.
And that's all you need, really.
Yeah, exactly.
But, 1.9 mil is a lot.
That's not gonna make it. That's my guess.
No, exactly. I think they're gonna have to, like, pull back and give it a second swing or something.
Like, where's the breakdown?
That's one of its big games.
I know, it's like...
And I played it on the PC,
you're so genuine when you say that, and you're so sad.
Because I want everything...
The controller
looks like
fine.
A cool controller. I like
great.
The blue.
The controller looks good.
I think they're borrowing, or like, they have the same controller mold as another company, because you can get that same controller for the Wii U, and it's shit. The fortunate thing is you can plug in any old USB controller to this thing, or you can just plug in a Genesis pad or whatever you want.
Genesis pads.
If ever you get one of these smaller or retro style consoles and you hold the controller and
the
controller...
The money breakdown is by the Pac-Man, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's where I was.
And the controller actually feels good, drop it immediately because the AIDS syringes are going to come and stab you soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these things aren't allowed to be good controllers. They're not allowed.
Exactly. So ultimately, that's, you know, my takeaway is that like I really like what they're trying to do, but I think it's just too much money.
Way yeah, too much. Like I think it's really really cool, and I put the money in because I just would love a Mighty Switch Force cartridge, but I do not think it's gonna pass. Like, and it's a bummer because it looks cool, but well, they're asking like too much.
Well, and like, yes, and it's like, a novelty luxury item.
And the yeah. the there's probably a point in there where they crunch the numbers and it's like that's where they got.
That's where they're at. Exactly.
That's what they got to, you know. Yeah. So I don't know if that's even flexible in any way, but
it's a bummer because the reason it costs so much is because they have a regular like ARM processor in there, which is the kind of thing you'd find in like not a like super modern like an Xbox One or PS4, but like older stuff like Game Boys.
So they're have ARM rare processors, to get
and like
make.
DSs have ARM processors and stuff. They have a modern hardware in there, but they also have an FPGA board which. I'm not 100% sure exactly how it works, but basically it's got all the things it needs to have a bunch of classic style configurations. So if someone were to make a Genesis game nowadays, right?
They should.
The kind of, but like, you know, a hobbyist, you know, the crazy yeah. hobbyist mm-hmm. who still make Dreamcast mm-hmm. games and stuff?
Absolutely.
Someone made a Genesis game, they'd be able to print it on a cart and you'd be able to pop it into this machine and it would work because yeah. it would know how to read a Genesis game. That said, it can still only support its own carts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So,
like,
plastic.
Stuff you could do is, like, if they could get whoever owns Mortal Kombat to say, yeah, you can reprint MK2 carts yeah. on this, then you could have MK2 on this.
Yeah.
But,
and like, WB would never say yes to that.
No, exactly. Like, the viability's tough. It's actually 6,500 people they're looking
6,500
for. 6,500
people? Okay. 300 kids? Yeah, I was just trying to figure out how many they need.
They're looking at 6,500 people to pay $300 plus shipping.
Yeah.
And
for this luxury novelty
and
item.
And the pack-in title is not particularly impressive. It's Adventures of Tiny Knight.
Like, you're lucky usually...
It's just such a hard sell.
Like, this reminds me of, like, you know, really expensive statues where they print only 600 because they've done the math and this is how many people are willing to spend
$600 weirdos out there
on this statue.
Yeah.
So I'd say 600 to 1,000 people might want to be able to pay
yeah.
that much.
Mm-hmm.
Might want to be able to pay that much. And, like, that's asking for...
Exactly.
Like...
Well, I was thinking about it, like, a lot, and it's like, what's the magic number, right? Like, $99, like, the Ouya showed, like, that's perfect. Granted, the Ouya was the first of its kind, so people were a lot more willing to jump in, and $100 was perfect. I think $150, you could swing it if they saw that the software was there.
That's the top.
And then $199 if they had some sort of killer app
yeah.
where you
yeah.
were like... Wow, how do you have a game like that?
I think.
But anything higher than that,
I think in realistic
terms,
like what we're ever likely to see, I think no one above 150 is ever going to come close.
Especially, yeah, unless you have a killer.
Especially,
but,
when
I don't think that's going to happen.
And that's so unlikely. Yeah.
Especially when, like, your competition, unfortunately, is Android boxes.
In the case of this one, like, they're not slating it that way, but that's what people are perceiving it as, so...
Everything...
Because it's not an Android box.
It
doesn't run Android.
Here's the unfortunate thing, is that its competition is more or less entirely determined by its price, not
yeah.
anything that it can do.
Exactly.
So its competition is the Wii U and the PS4 in some regions.
Because now it's priced at $299, same price as the Wii U,
yeah,
and
yeah,
PS4
yeah.
is getting a price drop.
That's
so,
a good point. That's
like,
a good point, man.
You, like, fuck.
PS4 comes bundled with The Last of Us, this comes bundled with Adventures of Tiny Knight.
How much are your memories worth?
Yeah,
my memories? They're worth nothing. I have them.
Clockwork.
This game has new memories.
I would gladly erase huge portions of my life for cash. I think
yeah.
that was an email question.
Yeah,
once.
It was an email.
Yeah.
But really cool device, but I think they're going to have to just regroup and figure something out, because that price tag is not...
Yeah, 6,500 people,
I don't see how
it
can pass.
I don't think so.
They're only at like 100 and something people in 2 days.
We'll
that's
see.
About right.
Yeah. I tell you what, like, some exclusive announcements would, like, blow that up.
Yeah, well, I think,
exclusive.
Like, right now it seems
world
like they're at a place with WayForward where, like, WayForward's just waiting for it to pass,
because
mm-hmm. they've said WayForward's, like, they want to do it, but they're taking a hands-off approach or something, which I imagine is just, like,
touch
they're kind of keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if they could lock down the most recent Shantae and the Mighty series... Then, yeah, I think there'd be people, because WayForward does have a big fan base. There'd be
mm-hmm.
people who'd jump in. But
get Yacht Club on that, too.
Shovel Knight was one of the most requested games, and it's been absent. One of the other games in that list was, developers, was a couple guys who made Intellivision games. I don't know them, but apparently they made some of the best Intellivision games, and they want to make games for this. So.
I still
but
barely
I
know what an Intellivision is.
It was up there with the ColecoVision and shit, so...
Anything yeah. with Vision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's all the Speccy to you.
That Atari Speccy kind of, fucking yeah. pre-My Life bullshit.
Yeah.
We were talking about VR stuff and whatnot, and we didn't mention that there's going to be a Ghost in the Shell VR experience that's yeah. being worked on.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. That's
cool.
That actually sounds
cool. I saw
cool.
the new bit for the shooter, but...
And, like, the Ghost in the Shell internet is one thing that's like, you fucking should have some VR for
that. Have that moment where you reach down with the Move controllers to pull open the hatch of the tank, and then have Rumble go, and then have your character's arms snap off, and then watch people have the horrible sensory experience of, my arms just, oh, no, wait, I'm fine.
Yeah, like, we'll send a person to your house to cut your arms off.
Or just ride shotgun on a Tachikoma with Motoko and like fucking get a glimpse of all that glory.
Yeah.
Then there's some movie shit going on. Blah, 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 King Kong, Godzilla deals, etc. All this equals...
Stop.
Pacific Rim 2 delayed indefinitely.
Stop.
Then updated with Guillermo del Toro saying, nope. Still working on it.
Good.
I love that update.
I walked into the office and I threatened to stab everyone, and they knew I was for real. So because
my name is Del Toro.
as best he's like, as far as I know, we're still working on it.
Hey,
in terms
guys,
of like today, I was working.
I get one more thing fucking canceled on me. I'm gonna cut you so bad. I'm gonna cut you so bad.
You,
you wish
I
didn't cut you
cut
so bad.
So like you are a rich, accomplished director, and you still carry a switchblade with you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good shit.
The takeaway here
movies
is go watch
made.
Crimson Peak.
Go watch Crimson Peak.
Oh yeah,
Legendary seriously. Needs your money.
Yeah, no, seriously.
We want you to give Legendary your money.
Apparently, I forgot what that guy's name is, but the guy in charge, the CEO of Legendary, the fanboy guy.
Thomas Tall.
Yeah, like, apparently a lot of people have problems with him because it sounds like he takes credit for things that he's not involved with.
I wasn't sure how to read into that.
Whatever.
It was a bit odd, and he seemed like a cool guy.
So one of those things is like, well, I own the company, so clearly, I did it.
He's a huge fanboy that greenlights cool, big fanboy projects, so you can be kind of a dick, but as long as you
There's
keep
been,
doing that
yeah,
stuff,
it's like the,
fine,
a couple of... The article went on to, like, talk about how there's a couple projects that he's like he took the credit for after the fact but doesn't take credit for the clunkers or something.
These people exist.
That's just called a businessman.
That is called a businessman.
For fuck's sake, I do that.
and I love the fact that Zack Snyder is saying that Batman vs. Superman is not like those flavor of the week movies like Ant-Man, aka a movie that's better than everything you've ever made.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Is it a life changer? Am I gonna get richer by watching it?
Yeah.
Like,
what's in the cube?
I love that.
Will my soul be enriched? Like, exactly.
No, traditionally,
what's in the cube?
Batman v Superman.
Traditionally,
what's in the cube?
Directors should.
God, if you got to the center of Peter Molyneux's cube and it was a trailer for
Batman
versus
Superman,
that would have been the best. That would have been the
actual best. Traditionally, directors are supposed to carry themselves with some degree of professionalism or class. Or you could be the guy that wrote and directed Sucker Punch.
Yeah. So, despite the fact that his movies aren't any good...
Yes.
And I don't even think...
Well, 300
they,
and...
I don't think they even
Sucker
make
Punch?
That much money.
No.
300?
Right? No. 300 did well.
The Immortals?
Did Sucker Punch do well?
No, it was a huge failure.
So, like,
it was a huge failure by any and all metrics.
So, you still get the feeling that everyone in Zack Snyder's vicinity tells him he's the greatest. Right?
Keeps Yes Man around.
Dude, you're the best.
Well, he's a producer
Watchmen,
now.
Watchmen
he doesn't direct
fine.
Anymore. He just puts the Snyder touch on things.
People
so
still like
it.
His movies. So.
But here's the thing. Like, making,
300 was still cool at the time.
Was cool.
Making adaptations
and the music
of things you can do. The one thing he had total creative control of, which was writing, producing, and directing, was Sucker Punch. And that
And
means,
boy was it!
Yes!
Yeah.
So
tell you what though, four great music videos in
four
that in that
videos.
Movie.
Yeah,
but so to see those music
he
videos.
He stole one of the pinnacle action
Final
scenes
Fantasy.
Of that movie
yes.
from Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, it's,
like
it's the train
so,
trailer.
It's
yeah.
so blatant.
Really?
It's go back and watch the train trailer. Like the first.
No, I need to watch Sucker Punch.
No, the first or second. No,
that's the right.
I know the trailer you're talking
okay.
about. Where lightning's
go,
jumping
go,
about.
Well, go type in fucking Sucker Punch train fight into
yeah.
YouTube.
The way
and
it
you're
pulls
gonna be
into
like,
the train from a distance, it does the same shot.
Like the whole thing, it's crazy.
I want to watch the movie now.
There's
no,
a slight. There's a slight
stuff
to watch Avatar.
No, just watch those. sequences.
Okay.
That's all you need.
No,
you don't
I'd
need
to
watch the whole movie.
I'd rather watch Avatar over Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No. Shit. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Battle. What? Okay, I think you're crazy, man. I think you're super nuts.
I am.
Because when the fights were happening in those music videos, I was enjoying what I saw.
At its lowest bar, like, barrier for viewability, sometimes there are cute girls on the screen in Sucker Punch.
And they're terrible actresses, and none of them are very attractive.
At least they're not Ong.
Giant samurai.
At least they're not the cast of fucking Avatar.
Yeah, but you know what? When I'm watching Avatar The Last Airbender, the movie, I can think of the show and smile.
No, that makes it worse!
Yeah, but when I watch Sucker Punch, I can think of shooting my face off. Yeah.
Giant samurai with Gatling gun is fucking cool.
Like,
yeah.
Like, which...
Too bad it has nothing to do with the movie.
No! It's just cool. That's all I'm saying.
And it's over in 5 minutes.
But that's why I'm saying just cut the parts that are cool
like,
and look at those.
I can fall asleep during Avatar. The thing about Avatar that always gets...
Is that
gets,
a plus?
The yeah. thing about The Last Airbender that always
noisy.
Gets me
it's
like
not noisy.
The worst. And it's so baffling because it's Shyamalan that directed it. He's an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Why did you reverse the race of every character
well,
in
we
that
talked
story?
About this last
why?
Week.
Yeah. It's so crazy. You made all the evil people Indian... Why?
Yeah, there was an interview a couple people linked us to the same interview
yeah.
where he describes what he was doing.
Why are there even white people in that movie? They're supposed to be like high-end Chinese,
God.
Tibetan, Japanese,
it
and
fucking,
fucking Inuit.
Makes me think of fucking Persona when they localized it and they changed his black
Mark!
Man. Mark, yeah.
Mark!
And
black
they made
man.
Mark black.
He's black!
And it was
he's
like,
funky!
And it was like, wait, Mark, you weren't black before.
Yeah,
bro.
I was.
I'm black now.
So did you know, Wooly, that if you ever make a friend in Japan that's like a wacky, kooky guy, if he gets on a plane and comes over here, he will transmogrify
yes.
on the trip
yes.
into a fucking Fresh Prince character.
His race is region locked.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's a slight update to this original story, which means
it.
That if you're a crybaby little bully... and you want to call people out and say, I'm better than you,
yeah.
then you throw down the gauntlet. You open the gates. So when Sebastian Stan, the actor who is the Winter Soldier, responded to this and said, you know what, I'm not really down for all this, but, I mean, you can decry that, yeah, you know, we try new things, or you can continue trying to ape better Christopher Nolan movies. Up to you.
Just breathe it in.
Yeah.
Just breathe it
okay.
in.
Okay, so DC and Marvel didn't get along for a long time because they're rival companies, but the movie people have always been really polite. This needs to end. We need fights at movie premieres.
Yes.
Like, I want...
Bring back the WCW era?
I want to see Chris Evans punch whatever Superman's name is in the face at a movie premiere. I
yeah.
want to see it.
In Captain
What's
America
in
costume.
In Captain America costume.
Yeah, he shows up and you're like, what a dork. And he just starts fighting everyone.
And then they start playing a new Captain America movie instead.
Then fucking Matt Damon's there.
You pay for one movie.
He's doing autographs.
And he's protecting Ben Affleck.
You pay for one movie.
But they switch it up on you because you're in a rogue theater.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what the old saying is of the
a
loudest
theater without a country. Without nation.
Without borders.
All for revenge.
They say that the loudest person in the room is the most cowardly. Zack Snyder is very loud.
What are you implying?
That Zack Snyder is very loud.
Okay.
If you want to write in
and tell us about
which side of the war you
and
fall
on. And tell us which one of us is the largest coward, it's me.
You can write that and send it into.
I just mean that, like, Zack Snyder will.
No, you're right.
Say this
no,
type
right.
of thing every month.
SuperBestFriendCast@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you
Super
go.
Super Snyder is a shitcast at Sucker Punch.
Write
Zack
in and
man.
Tell us about how shit Zack Snyder is at SuperBestFriendCast.
Well, no, not him as a person. He's probably a nice
com.
Guy. But
I don't think
right.
he is.
You're right.
No. His movies.
But he's
his
full
movies.
Of himself and is not good at making movies.
God, The Immortals sucked. He only directed that one.
No, he didn't.
He directed 300. He directed Watchmen.
He had nothing to do with Immortals.
No, Immortals.
He's got produced. He's got
not even.
Nothing. Producers.
Well,
300 produced Immortals, but not Zack Snyder.
Oh, okay.
Zack Snyder produced 300: Rise of an Empire,
okay.
which is also a shitty.
If he didn't
awful
touch
movie
Immortals, he dodged that bullet.
Well,
he did not touch
Immortals. He has what's known as a stink field.
Yeah.
Not like an AT field?
Well, yeah. Like, because it's Syncopius is his company, right?
No, that's completely wrong.
Shit, what's his company
name
again?
Christopher Nolan is
Syncopius. Yeah, no, what's his company name?
It's Shit Fucking Burgers Incorporated. I don't know.
Because it's the, yeah.
No, it's Boy Do I Want to Be Michael Bay When I Grow Up.
Yeah.
Incorporated.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
Anyway, the point I'm getting at is that if you ever have an emotion that you need your character to convey,
Michael Bay's a
fucking
genius.
Don't tell them to convey it by acting. Just play the appropriate pop song.
Yeah.
With lyrics in your movie.
Make sure the lyrics are there.
It's the lyrics that
with
always...
With lyrics.
Evanescence is still a powerful tool.
If...
In the right hand.
Yeah, you know, that's why Daredevil with Jennifer Garner and Mr. Affleck was such a...
Well, not directed by Zack Snyder.
No.
Would not surprise me if it was.
It was what inspired him to start his new reign of terror.
Punisher 2004 as well.
Yeah.
Thomas Jane one.
All right. He directed that?
No, it has music videos that play over emotions.
So what do we got emails-wise?
Let's take one from Alex.
Zack Snyder.
You can't escape.
He wants to know, do you have a favorite kind of like cheat code or like tilt command kind of thing that stands out to you?
Absolutely. If you typed in the God mode code from Doom in Heretic, you would explode and die.
I'm a big fan of picking up the second player controller in DMC3.
Yeah.
And just taking control of Virgil or Doppelganger.
Picking up the second controller in Duck Hunt and controlling the duck.
There you go.
That one's fucking
That's
game
a good
changer.
One too.
I really liked one in Turok 2 that after you beat Turok 2, like the single player campaign, you can put in a code that says "Beware, Oblivion is coming." You type that all in, and that's a send up to the sequel, which is called Shadow of Oblivion. And what we would do is give you every weapon. Infinite ammo, and there's Turok 2 has so many weapons, it was just a new game plus.
Right.
Because you get to go through the first area with weapons you can possibly have. It was fucking
sick. That's good shit.
The StarCraft codes always jump to mind too, like Black Sheep Wall and Power of
War.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
For some reason, that and Sims 2's codes, they just jumped ahead.
Age of Empires 1, where you can fucking pull up in a Corvette.
Yeah.
In the fucking Bronze Age, and it's just white.
Age of Mythologies, so where good. You get the Canada Bear and the car and shit. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2. That was the one. There's just so many cheats in that game.
Okay,
you wanna play in a car? You wanna drive a car around in space? Drive a car around in space. You can get an old mobile and drive around
in
space.
It was Millennium Falcon in Battle for Naboo, I think, or Rogue Squadron.
Oh, God, I didn't play Battle for Naboo. You could get the Naboo fighter.
One from David, and he wants to know.
Naboo.
Fair enough, David. I was just wondering if you guys like Star Wars.
Yeah.
I
love Star Wars.
Enough.
My friends and I are diehard fans. We've just about every comic, watched every movie, and every episode of the TV show, played most of the games. As a series, as a whole, it's impacted our lives in a huge way, and we discuss it all the time. I only hear you guys talk about Star Wars when you're complaining about Force Unleashed, or that time you played Masters of Terrace Kassai. Do you not talk about it often because you're not that huge fans?
We do not talk about it often.
We're not that huge fans.
I think it's
because
we all watched or experienced Star Wars separate from each other. We never, like...
There's no communal
thing.
And it was just childhood watch those three movies.
As close as
it
gets is, like, we go Star Wars and, me at least, I'm sure at least some of you, Star Wars and Star Wars games, and other than that, I don't touch anything else.
I absolutely adore those first three movies.
Yeah.
I think they're the fucking pinnacle of science fantasy space opera shit. Those other three movies.
They're really good, too.
I don't really care for the comics or the side TV, except for that Clone Wars thing. That was good.
Yeah.
And the games, like, for me, it's like the,
some of the games,
the KOTORs and the Jedi Knight series.
Some of them are fantastic,
like
Rogue Squadron and those ones.
Rogue Squadron and Rogue Leader are two of my favorite.
Jedi Outcast is, like, one of the best games of all time.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Exactly.
I'm as invested in the franchise as it is for me to continue to care about it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, any more. And it would be like, this is too much, I don't, you know, whatever.
I
keep it at enough of a distance that I'm like, oh, that looks cool, I want in on that. Yo, look at that Darth Maul Kabuki statue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm super excited for the new movie.
And on a basic level, I mean, it's about wizards that use laser swords.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's cool as shit.
It's cool as shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
How about you, Liam? What's your Star Wars?
I like it.
Yeah, there
Rogue Squadron's the best.
He wears his Phantom Menace t-shirt sometimes.
All the time.
I got it when
I grew up.
It's been a lot of good-ass Star Wars games. I hope we can get some new good-ass Star Wars games.
I really want a new pod racing game.
I don't.
Because the pod racing game was super cool.
You can't beat the first one.
Yeah, but
why even bother?
Like,
it was good, though.
I want a droid creation simulator.
Specifically?
Like, I want a what the fuck was that evolution game called again?
Spore.
Spore. Where you build a droid and give it AI. That'd be really fun.
The first game... The
Maybe
first,
that's just me. I don't
you want,
the first actual video game I
gadgets
tested...
Gadgets and Gizmos. That's the game
Oh, was
want.
That fucking
Gizmos
DS
and Gadgets?
Yeah. Yeah. The first actual video game, because I don't count Chantman, that I tested was Star Wars Lethal Alliance, where you play as the Twi'lek girl, and she has a little droid friend. And that's so Star Wars is like my...
Oh, that game should have been better than it was.
Yeah, you guys remember
Both
fucking Jedi Power Battles?
Versions and the
PS4 that hot
are
shit.
Bad
oh, so
in
good.
Different ways.
That the, game should have been super good.
The DS one is okay, but it's also bad. Yeah. It's like a bad PlayStation one.
Star Wars Episode 3 on GBA.
It's like fantastic. Willie
and,
knows
and
that
the
too.
The DS one's even better. Yep. If you haven't played the DS one, it kicks its ass.
Yep. Still holding super out cool. for Darth Talon Gaiden.
Yeah. Oh, no. Or that Darth Maul character action game that got canceled.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Darth Maul walks out and he snaps his fingers and a bunch of sparkles shoot out and you're like, what the fuck?
He's back to life.
But Wooly knows that in the footage, Darth Maul has no shirt, just like his fucking statue over Super there. It's like cool. literally the coolest.
Hey, you want more Darth Maul? Go fucking watch King of Fighters again. All right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, Ray Park is such a smug piece of shit. That movie is so good.
Give him all the work, just don't give him any lines.
Oh, you gave him too many lines.
You gave him one line.
Now there's hockey in the movie.
Good job, Toad.
Harry says games obviously need ads to attract an audience before release. What had the best leading up advertisement?
Advertisement.
I really like the original Ocarina of Time ad, where it's like, will thou swim or willest thou suck? And it had it in the font.
Will you save the girl or fight like one?
Or something
that
like
was
that.
The other, that was the
really
other.
That
was the other commercial.
Mortal Kombat.
Like,
Mortal Kombat commercials, especially like the kids running in
the
street,
Revolution,
going Mortal Kombat down with this pussy Street Fighter shit.
I have two answers: one for me and one for my adult me. My favorite like thing was the Sega Scream ads. It didn't matter what the fuck they were, but that stupid like just yelled the Sega logo at you at the end. Like, I don't know why, that, like, as a kid, I'd get super excited. Oh, at the end of the commercial, he's gonna yell Sega at me! And then he did! But the actual best commercials are the ones we never got for the Saturn, Sega to Saturn Shiro, that entire campaign. They are unmatched.
Saga.
Thank you.
Totally unmatched.
I really like the ads for Barbarian on Xbox and GameCube and PS2.
Oh, shut up, you know about that game?
Where it's talking about like how I was like a 99-pound scrawny ass white man who became a barbarian.
Yeah,
and it's classic. What are those called? Like commercials where people are recounting
infomercial.
No, but like
testimonial.
It's like a testimonial to using this product.
Barbarian.
I always thought that ad was silly.
I really like that brief time in the later life of the N64, where Nintendo was like, "Oh, we got to be tough now."
Yeah.
So it was get in or get out. Like, are you obviously trying to go fuck you?
Yeah.
Buy our console? Is that what you're saying? Like, that's so flagrant.
So the fucking terrible Earthbound marketing campaign.
This game
stinks.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
And
what
they
the
actually
fuck
stunk.
Were you thinking?
If I may.
Sorry.
We got all excited.
First,
because Sega Saturn is fucking the best, but
it's not fair.
It's so much.
It's like
a cut above, but not counting that. Fucking Akumajo, Devil May Cry 2.
Yeah.
Dante breaking through the glass is the coolest thing ever. And the other one where the girl's on the date with the guy and she's breaking up, he's breaking up with her, and she's got the flowers, and then she does a fucking rebellion combo into a high times,
and
the guy's juggled, and then she shakes the champagne bottle and shoots it and goes pop.
That's good stuff.
Fucking great, man.
I saw this ad when I was 15-year-old Babby Matt in a EGM, and it was a 2-page spread, and it was a satiny blue gossamer like bedspread, and there was this bad CG render of like this buck naked blonde lady.
Fucking Maximal.
Right? No, but it was an ad for just an ad for the Sega Saturn. And it was just screenshots of shitty old games that the Saturn could barely run while the PlayStation was, like, destroying everything. It was like, remember that embarrassing port of Mortal Kombat 2
that the Saturn got while
the PlayStation was getting MK3? And the ad said, there's a beautiful naked woman, like, spread out for you, but when you have Sega Saturn, that's all that matters. And that was the ad.
pretty big fan of the Clay Fighters one where they're crashing into all... They're killing all the Street Fighters.
Yeah.
And, like, Chun-Li is stuffed into a dumpster. And, like, Blanka is, like crushed and splattened and shit.
Because those characters are forgotten.
Right.
Everyone remembers the Clay Fighters.
Yeah. Absolutely. You got the...
Johnny Cage is making the switch.
Gumby was
yeah. No. Did it actually say Johnny Cage?
No, it's the actor.
Do you know what we're talking about?
The actor that plays Johnny Cage.
It's an ad for Bloodstorm.
Is making the switch to Bloodstorm, and he got summarily booted from all
the actor that played the
MK games afterwards.
That's awesome.
When Midway saw that he did that ad for them, guess what? So that's why in Mortal Kombat Trilogy, when they rehad Johnny Cage, they couldn't put his likeness back in the game, so they had an actor recast it as Johnny Cage. Because they were so pissed at him.
That's super cool.
I think we do. Amazing. We didn't mention the Final Fantasy VII commercial campaign.
Sure.
Oh, that blew me away, too.
That thing... Yeah. It
was just the CG
shots.
So it
was just
CG
shots, and they were blatant lies, but it didn't matter because you didn't know that because it was the first time you'd ever seen that shit ever. So you saw that fucking... You saw that commercial?
Yeah. It was when Cloud was on the bike.
You were watching Raw.
Yeah.
And then this fucking trailer would come out and it was using shots of like the Nibelheim, like the monster coming out of the glass and on the bike. And it's like, it's on PlayStation now, right now.
And it has Genova's
face. And Genova's screaming in the glass.
Yeah.
And you as like a 10-year-old child.
And plus, since it said Final Fantasy VII, you're like, I didn't even know there was a bunch of others. It's so advanced.
Did they just skip three games?
The thing is, though,
it must be so
after it did come out and stuff, and I remember when the commercials were still running, I was that kid at school that was going, okay, it looks really cool, but the game doesn't look like that, though.
Guess what? Fuck you.
You're the worst.
I was saying that
fuck
to people
you,
because,
kid.
Because, yeah, I had a Nintendo, you know?
That's the thing. It was blatant lies and it fooled everyone.
I was trying to tell people.
You're right.
No.
It was blatant lies and it fooled everyone. It was deceptive marketing. But then you got the game and the game was fucking awesome and you didn't care.
Yeah.
And so those N64 kids needed to die.
I got two other ones.
Well, we did it to you for Ocarina, so it's fine.
Perfect Dark commercial with just a live action sexy lady putting on her shit
and
showering.
Getting dressed.
Which was perfect.
And it got me hyped up among other things.
Also during Raw.
Also during Raw. Raw video game commercial delivery service. Sorry, you're going to say Liam.
In Japan, there was a really good FF13 ad, right, where it took place in a school, an elementary school, and the teacher was a really young teacher, like 20s or something. And he's saying, oh, well, I'm going to be taking a couple days off next week. And one of the kids asks why. And it's a close-up of his face, and he looks kind of melancholy.
Yeah.
And like, he says, 7 years. 7 years I've been waiting for this day. And it cuts Final Fantasy XIII footage.
Mm.
Super good.
I bet he was disappointed.
It's a super good ad, though.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Oreshka series, right? Because there's three games. There's the first one, and there's a PSP remake, and then there's the recent Vita one. So in the first one... It's with a father and his son. And they're on the beach and they're talking about life. And the father yells out, Ore no shikabane o kote yuke, go forth over my dead body.
Right.
And the PSP remake came out 5 years later. And it's with that son who's now grown up into a father.
Cool, okay.
And he yells to his son, Ore no shikabane o kote yuke. And then there's the third one, the Vita one, where the grandfather's died, I believe. And the father and the son are there, and the father does the same thing again. And it's like this continuing narrative of trailers for like 15 years is great.
I know that any of you guys have seen it, but I brought it up in the reboot LP. Is the reboot game the toy commercial was fucking weird because it was like these kids are like they're coming home from school and they're like fast forward reboot's on and you see a warning incoming game coming down over their house and I'm like why would you run into that? That is the scariest worst thing ever. It's gonna murder everyone.
Yeah, you have a 50-50 chance of surviving this, idiots.
And the kids are grabbing each other's hands and running to their deaths like it's fucked.
Alright. Sorry, there's one more, just because you mentioned...
It's like if you had, like, an EVA commercial, and there's, like, an angel coming down, and the kids are just running to the angel.
Let's see what's going on.
A colossal titan is leaning over your building, and you're like, yeah!
Like, what?
Oh, exactly.
Since you mentioned the Clayfire one, the one for Eternal Champions, where it's just the box art, but the screenshots said, like, hey, yeah, Jetta is really good, and also Blade. Hey, Johnny Cage, scared you're going to be whipped by a girl? Mm-hmm. And then, like, mm-hmm. like, look at the size of these sprites. They're huge. Losers like Guile would shit their pants. Like, it didn't say shit, but, like, pee yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, really? Eternal it's, Champions?
You take thought, your shots.
You thought you were at that level?
You gotta go bigger.
Take what you have, man.
American
you
business.
You gotta act like you're big business.
American businessman trying business. To dethrone Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. It's what, fake it till you make it.
You know? All right.
It's like, I punched him and I broke my hand. What is going on? Like, Street Fighter 2 was invincible at the time.
Yeah.
And let's take one from Anthony, who says, hey guys, in the RE4 cabin sequence, wouldn't it make more sense if Leon pulled the ladders into the house rather than just pushing them down?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Leon,
except
it
there's
would
a problem.
Also take a lot more time.
So
there's,
that only solves the people on the top floor.
Here's the deal. Anytime that you push the ladders over, there's people on them. There's no time period ever in that sequence in which a ladder is up against the window and no one's on it, which would mean pulling it in either brings one guy in, but also have to be fucking strong.
It's true. It's true. The moment it goes up, there's always at least one body on the ladder.
Yeah. So it's just like, I have to solve the problem right now. Push.
Yeah, but like that's...
So actually, there you go. That's a really reasonable explanation.
That's, throughout the game, that's true. But when he's in the cabin, he has Luis there. And it's a wooden ladder. They could pull it in.
No, but there's people on it. That's why...
Well, shoot them first, then pull it in.
Well, yeah. But it's faster to just knock them over.
Imagine if you
game
could,
mechanics don't allow for that, but imagine if you could.
He was panicking.
Yeah, leaning out a window and shooting down, like...
Only one game.
What game?
That was the London Heist VR demo.
Open
the car door. And
yeah, you're
shoot
right.
Behind
you're right.
you, but like that took another 20 years.
He may not have handled it the best, but he did handle it.
He has it.
It was first day on the job.
So. Cool. What's coming out? What are we looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Soma.
I as well.
So
I think I'm gonna buy Soma, but I don't know how it's gonna go.
This is really confusing. I searched for Soma on the PlayStation Network, and it doesn't exist there. Is it coming out?
It's very likely. On Tuesday. It's very likely, yeah. It's just not up for pre-order, probably.
But there's no page, or is that standard?
Well, there's also pages for stuff that's not on the Xbox service. It's just whatever third parties update their pages.
I was just like, is this day and airs coming later?
So, but it's like, no, it's day and day.
Okay,
I haven't been keeping up with Soma at all. I watched the original trailer a million times.
Yeah, lots of lines.
And today that I saw the topic up on Gaff, and there's two live action bits.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
cool. One's called Vivarium and one's called Mockingbird. Holy shit, these things sold me because it made me realize what Soma's about. It's not about space. It's not about robots.
It's not. There's no space. It's underwater.
Well, whatever. You know, robots and stuff. It is. Okay. It is Frictional, and the guys who made Penumbra also, they want to make their own SCP game. That's what Soma
that sounds
is.
Interesting.
Is that a spoiler? Because they've been hiding what the monster is.
No,
there's multiple monsters.
No, watch, like, Vivarium is long.
Okay.
They're both, like, 4 or 5 minutes long, and they don't have scares. They just have this weird
tension,
tone. Light. And in Vivarium, there hits a point where, like, the character is... She's turning on this creepy-looking robot, and it doesn't work. And then it does something, and you go, what? And she goes, oh, and turns it off. And you're like, this is an SCP. Like right
10 times out of 10 cool. I would prefer tone fear than jump scares.
Yeah.
So, and also I did a little reading on
I'd rather have nothing.
Yeah.
I did a little reading
on Mario Maker's only scary sometimes.
There's a fucking Five Nights at Freddy's level.
Dude, I played a horror level in Mario Maker I've never felt tension like this
before. I did a little reading on the game design that they wanted to go for, and they said, okay, so we figured out how to make every single enemy terrifying to the maximum every time. There are no repeat enemies ever. And they all work on different rules.
Well, I read a Destructoid review of the game where they're like, I actually wish there was some enemies that repeated because you only see them once. And I was like, that one was really good, but it was better than the last two ones you had.
But
I'd rather them...
The idea is like
they're all unique.
That monster...
Because one's blind.
That monster,
one's
if it sees you, it will run you down and murder you, and you gotta run.
There's one that if it stares at you, you instantly die.
Right? There's one that's blind. There's one that moves slow. There's one... And, like, so when you see it, you never know what you're supposed to do.
Just be careful.
Like in Amnesia, you always knew what to do. It was hide from it. Don't look at it. In this one, maybe one is look at it. If they're using SCP as inspiration, then one probably is like always look at it.
SCP Cross Titan Souls.
Yeah, and like the visual design looks super awesome. So hopefully that's really good. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Me too.
I'm gonna try and finish Witcher this week, but who knows?
I'm looking forward to unlocking the mission that I didn't get, which I need to let you guys know.
The quiet thing, right?
You know about that?
I know there's a thing, but you're gonna have to find out those details for us.
I don't want to dig.
Like, I just know there's a thing.
Play your side ops.
I'm doing them aggressively. I've done 60 side ops.
Play your side ops and play with the stuff that matters, and you should be fine.
Yeah.
So
eat your lasagna, Garfield.
Yeah. Because basically, it seems as if it's like you get the no ending if you just don't fucking beat the game. If you just don't play anything and just
There's a bunch of missions that are straight up just replay these missions on harder
modes. Yeah, I'm aware.
You don't have to touch those.
I already checked this through.
I didn't touch our resident person
who's finished it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, well, let's not do those.
We're not.
Yeah.
Because you don't that'd have be to. Boring.
You don't have
good.
To.
Good. Cool.
But they fucking pay out nice.
Yeah. Well, he'll do them.
I'll do them.
Yeah.
But like, we won't do them. Yeah, that works.
But yeah, there's a totally missable mission that you can get the
That's 46 or something.
45. You can get the true ending and still not get that.
Yeah, so we'll probably swing back around for it. Like,
what is okay? So the next Monday is the 28th of September, correct?
All day.
Okay, good. So we'll leave some of that stuff till next week about Sounds what good. We're talking about, what's coming up.
Okay. All right.
Metal Gear continues. Danganronpa's continues until dawn. Will continue.
Stalls a bit. Star Fox just finished yesterday.
Congrats on finishing Star Fox. I watched the ending to that shit.
The twists are amazing.
God damn.
We have a mystery box coming up today or tomorrow, I think. Willie pulls the proverbial wool over my eyes
a little bit.
I get a little punked. I
put on my little Ashton Kutcher mask, he says.
A lot of people have been asking for compilations.
But you dressed up like Demi Moore. Oh no.
You're going to get a super mega long compilation of something we did recently.
What was it? An hour and a half?
An hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half plus.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious. I mean...
No.
It could be anything.
Mecha Week compilation.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If you guys remember that...
Don't spoil it.
Can't wait.
There you go.
Mecha Week compilation. I want a video that is the compilation of every time me and Wooly go, oh, at Front Mission 3.
Yeah.
Or that laugh that you just did.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a good game.
Someone asked me, it's like, are you going to get back to Front Mission? And I'm like, it's at the top of the list after I get through all this new shit.
Yeah, it's in the old shit pile at the top.
Yeah.
But there's some... It's fall, man! The new shit is happening!
Get this fucking new games out of my way.
All this garbage.
And then you just... And then when Street Fighter comes out, you take that old shit pile and just throw it in the dumpster because there's no time.
Burn it in the never stack.
Or just burn it where it sits.
Yeah.
I had forgotten.
No time for dumpsters.
I had put boxes in my closets with games that I wasn't planning on playing, right? And I went back and
so
I was like...
So it's the actual never pile?
And I went... Well, some of them are finished.
Okay.
And I went back and I was going through them because I was looking for a specific game, Tsugunai Atonement. And I was going through the boxes, and one of them said Backlog, one of them said Backlog, and the third one said Infinity Backlog. And I had forgotten that I wrote Infinity Backlog. It was the funniest thing. And sure enough, it was in the Infinity Backlog box.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was funny.
Give up.
Yeah.
I put them in the closet.
To everyone with a backlog that seems to be growing larger, give up on the concept. Yeah. It's never going to work.
Please look forward to a unique Friday night.
Oh yeah, it's true. It was a Friday night thing.
It was very different.
It's very different. Oh, that's this week.
Yeah, it is.
More familiar than you'd expect, but very different.
It's weird. I liked it though.
Good.
I liked it a lot.
I'm glad you walked away happy with that experience. All right, yo, Liam, what's a really cool song from Destiny?
From Destiny, all of them.
Okay, well, what's a good one?
Each and every... I don't know the names.
No one knows.
The Symphony of the fucking whatever
it's called.
Music of the Spheres? That's like...
Music of the Spheres.
An hour long.
Wooly, just...
Did I stutter?
Wooly,
yes, I did.
Just use the Halo theme.
Damn.
Like, yeah.